reasonable.
Yeah.
Welcome to a deluge of sound.
Check your head.
Whilst our audio quality is normally perfection, would you say, Tobes? Just utter perfection?
Near perfection, yeah.
Near perfection. Yeah. Today we're replacing some serious pen clickage and umming with the clatter of dice, the rustle of sweets, and the opening of cola-flavoured beverages. And we're going to do some role play.
Yeah.
Toby's going to DM for us.
Yeah, I should point out this is the first time in about 15 years I've done this, DM, and I haven't played this sort of Dungeons & Dragons ever. So that's going to be interesting.
You bought the starter kit.
I bought the starter kit.
For 5th edition.
Yes.
We're going to play it straight out of the box.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. We've got our very own Alad Parry here.
Hello. He waves at the camera.
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about that later, Alad.
Yeah.
Yeah, something went wrong with the video footage. We'll see how it goes in terms of audio. We apologise for the fact that we are going to roll dice on some heavy table. It's going to sound a little bit like this.
That'll turn people on, though.
Turn people on? Well, not with a 12 and a 7, it won't. There's going to be rustling of paper from Toby. He's got books and books, yep. And books, and he's dead good at reading stuff.
Absolutely.
That's probably all of an intro, isn't it? Who knows what it'll be like and how long it'll go on and what I'll do with the edit, if anything. I might chop out huge chunks and it won't make any sense, but... Or I'll do no editing. Maybe I'll do that as a special treat.
Really, people can just hear it raw.
Raw.
Yeah, a rambling uncut. 4 hours.
Yeah.
If you want
director's cut.
If you want to know what role play is, we do have an episode all about that as well, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So you should go back and listen to that one in the early days of Radio Charades.
Yeah.
Right, Tobes, who are we playing?
Well, there's two of you, so I assume two people.
I don't want to play two people, I just want to play one.
Yeah, no, I thought you'd have one each.
Can we get straight into randomness? Can yes. Can I roll randomly? How many pieces of paper do you have there?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six. Oh. Well, I have a six-sided dice here.
Okay, so Owen is...
I've got number five.
Five on the list. 1, 2...
And 1 minute.
3.
I'm number 4.
For
a minute there, I thought I was like, and I'm also playing number 5.
4 and 5. I have no idea what you are.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah.
I would like to... Alad and I probably already want to swap character sheets. I am a wizard, which is your go-to, isn't it? I am an acolyte. I'm a high elf. Ooh. And I am chaotic good, which is pretty much true to real life.
You are indeed a high elf.
No, I meant the chaotic good bit, but you're right. So
you're good at being chaotic, I agree.
I am rubbish at playing magical characters, so this is going to be fun.
Right.
I am a first level fighter.
Nice.
Who is a folk hero, a human, and lawful good, and he has a charisma of 9.
You're a folk hero.
So you're a folk hero.
The people know you.
Apparently.
But your charisma's actually fairly low, isn't
it? Yeah.
So you're probably not a very liked folk hero.
My charisma's low as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently.
Okay, so you're
I'm,
awesome.
I'm like Robin Hood if he was played by Danny Dyer.
I thought you were going to say Danny DeVito.
Also,
also would work.
I would watch a film where Danny DeVito and Danny Dyer were playing opposing Robin Hoods. You know, like that first version of, is it Casino Royale? The really weird James Bond with all the different James Bonds in.
Yeah, I don't
know. If it was Robin Hood like that, with Danny Dyer and Danny DeVito, it would be amazing.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it, actually?
Anyway, sorry, I'm already gone off on a tangent.
No, that was quite an interesting tangent, actually.
I need a wizard name.
You do need a wizard name.
You can you go ahead and tell us what's happening then, Tobes, and I'll come up with an amazing name.
Okay, well, I'm going to be reading the introductory adventure called Lost Mine of Faldelva. Faldelva. Lost Mine of Faldelva.
I love those exotic languages.
Oh, who knew D&D was going to have weird names? I have a question about one of the other words.
Yeah.
Was it mine or minder?
Mine.
Yours.
Yeah.
Got ya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's lost. Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay.
I got ya.
Yeah, it's like Toplin.
It's like what?
J.R.R. Toplin.
Oh, right. I thought you said Top Gun.
No, it's not like Top Gun. Well, he is a fighter.
And Wizard was one of the call signs.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Alan's a fighter jet, I'm one of the pilots. This is going to get really weird really quick.
He's riding his tail. Okay. Moving swiftly on. This is like the really basic set for 12-year-olds, so I'm going to make a dreadful mess of this, I can tell. Okay. I'll read you the little bit of intro, I suppose is the right thing to do.
Box text.
Oh, text. Nice. Him. In the city of Neverwinter, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker asked you to bring a wagon load of provisions to the rough and tumble settlement of Fandalin, a couple of days' travel southeast of the city. Gundren was clearly excited and more than a little secretive about the reasons for the trip, saying only that he and his brothers have found, quote, something big, and that he'd pay you 10 gold pieces each for escorting his supplies safely to Barthan's Provisions, a trading post in Fandalin. He then set out ahead of you on horse, along with a warrior escort named Sildar Hallwinter, claiming that he needed to arrive early to take care of business. You've spent the last few days following the high road south from Neverwinter, and you've just recently veered east along the Tribor Trail. You've encountered no trouble so far, but this territory can be dangerous. Bandits and outlaws have been known to lurk along the trail.
Okay, terrifying.
Okay. Shall I proceed?
Yes, you may proceed.
Okay, it says that you're welcome to introduce each other, but...
Yes, that's a great idea. Alan, do you want to kick off?
Yes. I am Bruce the Fighter.
Bruce the Fighter?
Yeah.
That's all you've got. What do you look like?
Oh, right.
There's help for working out your names on the back.
What was that?
I've already chosen a name.
I haven't used any of these, these cultural great names that it suggests I should use, which are all impronounceable.
My name is...
Just a couple of apostrophes.
I'm the High Wizard Elbizzle the Grand.
I like it.
Nice.
Elbizzle.
I like it. Okay.
You've used a kind of a pun for your name, and I've just gone
have
for
I?
It.
Well, it's sort of a half reference to an in-joke between the three of us, so I don't know whether you count that as a pun.
Okay, so,
I have a long beard. Oh, no, that would kind of be a human mage thing. The elves.
Long no, they don't normally have beards.
Oh, ears.
You are long-eared.
Long-eared.
That's what it is.
That's fine.
Yeah?
Thank you. Got big ears.
Okay, that works.
To add to the recording, two pigeons are about to have a fight outside by the looks of it.
Nice.
Nice.
They're just getting to character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're starting, aren't they? Yeah.
Like damn Pigeon Street out there.
It is.
Yeah, just at some point, without warning the listener or Toby, we'll just swap characters.
Right, I can't do wizards.
Right.
Okay, right.
So we're tramping down the road.
Yes, it says I should ask you as to what your marching order is.
Well, there are two of us.
Yeah, so who's in front?
Left, right is...
Yeah.
Rather curiously, it also says you're driving a wagon, so I think the answer is who's on the reins.
I will be riding shotgun.
Nice. Okay.
To Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bruce. Yeah.
You know how you're a legend of folk stories?
Yes.
And many tall tales told by bards in pubs.
Yes.
What? Do they just call you Bruce? Because that seems a little limiting.
Bruce the Mighty. Bruce the Brave.
Bruce.
Bruce the Broth.
Bruce the Courageous. Depends what fits with the story and what rhymes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a good story, Bruce.
Yeah, I can see where your mighty charisma
keep that
is.
One, keep that one for later on.
The long miles on this road sure do fly past with you, Bruce.
I have a longbow.
Shit, the bed.
Is that on your spells?
That's an elven phrase meaning golly.
Yeah, oh, right.
You call that a longbow.
You're really in character here. Yeah, it's good. You've been on the Tribor Trail for about half a day, but it feels like a month. As you come around the bend, you spot two dead horses sprawled about 50 feet ahead of you, blocking the path.
Ah, dinner.
Each has several black feathered arrows sticking out of it. The woods press close to the trail here, with a steep embankment and dense thickets on either side.
I shall raise my fist up to signal the column to halt.
You are the column.
You are the
column. You massive column. Column. But that does work because the horses are on reins.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true, actually. So, yes, successful.
Something seems amiss here, my friend, the mighty wizard.
You mean the fact that two horses have been clearly killed by an ambush and their riders disappeared?
Yes, that's what first raised my
suspicions. Right, okay. Black fletched arrows. Mm.
Yes.
Can I attempt to try and identify who would use such foul arrows?
You can have a go, yes. Now let me think what you would be rolling on.
Dice.
Dice.
What about survival?
Okay, where's that? Let me have a look.
It's wisdom.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. I think it's about 10, isn't it, for a fairly standard check.
And I have advantage because I have it trained, I believe.
I'll roll with that.
Yeah, just you let him roll the dice and tell you what you got, and then just go, nah. You got no idea.
220s.
Nah.
Fall off your horse.
Yeah. I think.
Are we close enough to get a good look at these then?
Yes, you are. About 50 feet.
I get 19.
Okay, you've done well.
Oh, plus 3, so that's 22.
Okay. Well, you know stuff about these arrows that the arrows don't know.
Well, wow. We really should have done a video podcast with all of the signals I'm getting from Alan unspoken.
Well, I missed those signals.
Well, you're supposed to. You're the DM. You're against us.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Secret clues. We know what's going on, but you don't.
Right. How about these arrows then? Yeah.
Okay, they would seem to be goblin arrows.
Foul goblins.
Now I know a thing or two about horses. Okay. That's one horse and that's two horses. So
that's two things
that's
you know.
Two things I know about horses. I was wondering if they look in any way familiar, like from that bloke what did say he was riding ahead.
Good question, and the answer is yes.
Huh.
They do seem to be the horses of Gundren Rockseeker and Sildar Hallwinter. It's clear that the arrows killed them, it says here, which would seem to be the answer.
What? Gandalf's dead? No. Or the horses?
Kingdom Style is dead, yeah.
Kingdom Style is well dead.
The horses are dead. I feel that probably ought to have been the first thing we established.
Yeah.
As mighty adventurers. Mm. Aren't there obvious tracks?
Okay.
Or other blood?
Do you want to go and have a close look?
Yes, I shall draw my sword.
We must be pretty close.
You are pretty close. Okay.
Knucklehead has looked at arrows.
All right. It doesn't take much to tell that the saddlebags have been looted because they are open. Nearby, you can see in the long grass an empty leather map case. I should add that we are in sort of light woodland here.
Okay. Mm. But the woods are close at this particular point.
Yes, they are. Yes. Right.
And we can tell it's empty because we just hovered our mouse over it. And
that's right. Empty. Well, I'm imagining that the sort of flat bit is down and it's open.
And we've gone over.
Yeah.
Well, I will go over and I shall pick that up because it will be handy for when we reclaim the map.
Okay, it's testing initiative time now.
Oof.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know, it's exciting. I'm not quite sure how we do testing.
I think we roll a d20 and add
initiative
which is the plus 3 number we have.
Okay. What have you got?
18.
I got 13.
Okay, what's your passive wisdom perception scores?
My passive?
Mine is 13.
Okay, and
passive wisdom perception score
is... It should be there.
The Noble Abyssal.
12?
Oh dear, then that case...
Plus one?
Isn't
it? 12?
11.
No.
12.
It's 12. Because it just says it's... Oh, it's perception. Oh, perception. It's plus 3.
Yeah, you couldn't find perception.
15.
Okay, 15, right.
All right, yeah.
How do you work out passive wisdom? It's based on perception, which is based on wisdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
That seems like...
For some reason, mine's worked out and yours isn't. It's a bit
weird. I've got plus 3.
Yeah, I've got plus 3.
Is base 10?
I think it's base 10.
Right, okay. So I also have 13 on my passive wisdom perception.
Okay, that's good. Right, so
you might want a note of those, so that without alerting us to something that's happening, you might say...
So Owen is 13.
No.
Elbizzle.
The Grand.
Passive with...
ELT. EBTG, if 13. You like.
And Bruce?
Yeah.
Oh, which was spelled Bucky. Bruce.
That's what they call him in some songs, if it doesn't rhyme properly.
Bruce the Bucky.
13 as well.
Oh, right, okay, so you're both doing one. Good. Anyway, the goblins have the jump on you, I'm afraid.
With initiative 18.
Well, it says here, 15 is what I've got there.
I got 18.
You got 18. Oh, it says add 6 because they're hiding.
All right, fair enough.
Mm. So, yeah.
And we totally knew they were coming, but hey, what
so, else? Okay, goblins jump out of the shrubbery, and 4 of them, and attack, I'm afraid.
Mm.
So, in that case, I think they will be going first. 2 of them rush forward and make melee attacks, while 2 goblins stand 30 feet away and make ranged attacks.
What?
Yeah, harsh.
That's not fair.
So, what are you going to do?
Well,
they go first.
They've got the initiative, so we get to react.
Okay, let's see what happens. Right, will they attack? Will they hit, Father? Then there. Firstly, goblin. He has got... We'll do the ranged guys first. That would seem to be logical, I think. Yes. Ranged guy first. Here they have got short bows. Right, the 2 goblins are going to fire at you with their bows, which my understanding is that they need to get more than your armour class.
Did you say that 2 were attacking us hand-to-hand?
Yes.
Are there issues with that? Can they fire into combat?
I don't know.
Disadvantage.
I'm assuming they're firing as their mates are running at you.
Yeah.
Storytelling type. It's second to none.
Yeah. See, there you go. Yeah.
Yep.
As their friends run in, they ready their bows and fire at you. Uh-huh. That was a bow gesture there for the benefit of the listeners. So... First goblin archer is going to be firing at Aled, or rather Bruce.
Bruce. Okay, yeah.
So he needs... What's your armor class?
14.
Okay, let's see if he does. Oh my god.
Oh, he's hit me.
He's hit you. There's 17. And that does d6 plus 2 damage.
Dear me.
Have we got...
He could essentially take more than half of my hit points.
The other thing I couldn't work out when I was reading this through earlier is how many people they're supposed to be.
Mm. 4 is a bit of a classic edition one,
isn't it? Oh my god, he's done 6 points of damage.
He's done 8 points of damage. So he's taken most of my hit point, like 3/4 of my hit point.
I would be dead.
Oh dear. Well, his mate is going to be firing at you.
Hi. Good luck hitting this.
Just hold the book in front of your face.
No!
Alright, so he's going to be rolling. And he's got... Jesus. Sorry, dude. 18 plus his dude, which is 20.
Yes.
And what's your armor class?
I'm basically in my pants here, so 12.
Right. Okay, so he's beaten you, so he's going to roll to see how much damage he does.
Conventional.
And he does 6 points of damage.
6? Is that all?
Wow.
Those are some mean archers.
And yeah.
Well, I'm
sure I'm glad there's only the 2 archers and no sword.
Oh, crap. Dear. Yes.
Those guys.
Yeah. So here come the swordsmen. First, Goblin is going to run in with his little scimitar and try and hit you.
Scimitar? Who do you think he is? Drizzt?
And he's got that, which is, I think, a very much a miss.
That is a miss.
Because, yes. Okay, so that's good. He hasn't killed Aled. All right, El Bizzle.
I got to go.
Well, no, he's about... You're going to get attacked.
I got to go at being attacked. Even better.
And he... Hey! 2. And this, he's got 5, which I think it's is going to be... Mate. Not enough. Okay, goblins, better at range. So
should have never bring a sword to an arrow fight, right? Yeah.
With a wizard.
With a wizard, yeah.
Damn right, you're. So, over to you guys.
Who's first?
I think you got 100.
I got 18, right. Yeah. Cool, yeah. Well, better. It's a good thing I know spells back to front, right?
So I think you have... Your cantrips, I think, are attacking. You have an attacking
Got Ray of Frost, Mage Hand, Prestigitation, Shocking Grass.
Ray of Frost is quite good, I seem to
remember. And can cast them at will.
Yeah. Who's will?
I also have Burning Hands, though.
That's a first level spell.
I know, right?
Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, right in front of us.
Yeah.
Nice.
Classic ref.
Lost you there, man.
Yeah. Each creature in a 15-foot cone. I could probably get them all.
Yeah, how far away are the shooting goblins?
Well, we can assume they're on the other side of the road, so probably about...
Wait, this lot have tramped all the way across the road to get to us.
Well, no, probably about 20 foot.
20 foot?
Yeah.
It's almost like he heard the description of the spell and went, what's 5 more than that?
This has a range of 19 feet.
It's fine.
You can run forward. I believe you're allowed to move and attack.
Well, there's this maniac with a sword that's trying to kill me, is the issue with that, isn't there?
Would you have disadvantage or something like that if you're trying to position yourself?
I don't know. Does he get a free attack, Alad?
I don't think there are... Are there attacks of opportunity? I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Okay. Right.
I'm sure there are some people listening to this who
just get like, oh my god,
he obviously gets an attack of opportunity, you idiots.
Yeah, well, let's just hope that Tom has continued his pursuit of not listening to our podcast. Otherwise, he's going to be, if this is the first one he listens to, he'll be like, never again.
Yeah.
If you're listening, hi Tom.
Hi Tom.
Also, sorry. Why aren't you here? Because you're how I do this game.
Yeah.
Basically, how I do the rules.
Yeah.
I've never learned the rules.
Okay.
I see the ranged attack is no good to anybody, is it? Like I'm gonna fail if I try and do a ranged attack.
Remember, you have your.
I need everybody dead now, Alan. Otherwise, this is over.
Yeah.
Hit them with your crossbow.
I have what?
Remember, you have a proficiency bonus, a +2 and +2 there, so you get +4 in total for your ranged attack.
Yeah, I know how this game works in terms of luck. Is there anything who's like, I'm down to 2 hit points, this is going to go south fast.
Have you got some kind of healing? Because I have a second wind. But
do I have to do something with the fact that I've gone under half hit points? Am I bloodied or something?
That's fourth edition.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah.
Spellbook. Sleep sounds good, doesn't it? That sounds great. But I'm going to use up all my spells in the first encounter. Got magic missile, of course.
Yep.
Classic.
Also, I've also got a sword. Just saying. It's not like I'm totally useless.
There you go.
Why am I playing the mage, Alan?
I don't know.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's now the flip point.
Yeah.
I'll do one spell and tap out.
Alan! Do magic.
This is too complicated.
Well, Ray of Frost, because of my advanced knowledge of geometry... I can position the cone to kill both sword-wielding goblins.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the other two are out of range.
You mean Burning Hands?
No, I didn't. I meant Ray of Frost, but I was totally wrong to say anything about that. Because I was, you're right, it was Burning Hands I was thinking. But I don't want to waste Burning Hands, do I? Let's just do this D8. Yeah, let's Ray of Frost this guy right in front of me.
Okay.
What happened? Should I go? No, I'm going to go for the guy shooting at us. Because those arrows hurt, man.
Yeah,
true.
I'm going to shoot at the guy who shot at us.
Okay.
Me.
You're making a ranged spell attack against the target.
Yes.
Okay, so I assume that's just like shooting.
It's a bit like shooting. I've got 14.
Okay, and his armour class, I think, is what we're rolling against.
He's 20 because he's in full plate armour.
His armour class is 15.
What?
It's awfully good, isn't it?
It's better than me.
He's got leather armour and a shield, apparently.
Well, now I know that, I would like to...
Oh, okay. Of course, the classic shield.
Suggest that, actually, it was 15, and I
added
up the wrong numbers.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really. No, it was 14.
Okay, I don't want to kill you guys, because that would be
too
bad,
mate.
Yeah.
That's happening.
The thing is, if there are supposed to be 4 of you...
Just get on with it.
All right, okay. Right.
I missed with my Ray of Frost, but... Boy, I bet they're all spooked now.
Yeah, I bet they are. So, Alad.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to attack this dude,
right,
or goblin, as he's also known, with my great sword.
Wow, is that good?
I've got a mediocre one.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh, that's an 18 on the dice, so I've got 22.
More than 15.
Yeah,
I've got to roll 2d6 plus 2.
All right.
1.
4.
Five. 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. What we got here? Oh dear! Your sword cleaves straight through his shield and leather armor, severing his little head, knocking him right out of his pixie boots, and slaying him dead.
Excellent.
Well done.
Can I have a luck roll to see if the goblin's head hits the other guy's head and brains him?
Wow! Clutching early.
Okay, I'm gonna roll a D12 even. It is even.
Hang on, is that how a luck roll works?
Alan just made that all
I'm freestyling rules. That's where I roll.
Yeah, I think you're in your rights to tell Alatower luck roll is going to work.
Yeah, I think that's exceptionally lucky.
Because that's 50-50 for the decapitation.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty
to
wild.
Well, you play that pool. That's how probability works. Either you do or you don't achieve something.
50-50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Testify maths, man.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
That's okay. I know I'm pushing my luck.
Yeah, I think that was pushing your luck slightly, but I'll tell you what. Let's say on a 9 or more, it is spectacularly gruesome.
On what kind of dice?
D12.
So you got a 10.
Oh, I should probably roll that again. Yes. Now I know the rules.
Yeah, the rules.
Oh, these dice are really hard to read. 7.
No, his head just drops off in a not very gruesome manner.
Would you like to take some of my disgusting kind of dice? Because they're rather easy to read.
Those are bilious, aren't
they? I know, they're horrific.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to wear a horrible shirt and take a horrible dice.
They do have a good contrast ratio.
But yeah, that's
they?
Why yeah. you can read them, unlike your la-di-da fancy dice, which you cannot
yeah.
read.
Yeah, so for the listeners, my dice are sort of greeny-blue with gold.
They're quite classy. Though.
And where's the green on yours?
I think you're red.
They're red and blue with gold numbers.
So how's driving going? You're at traffic lights these days?
How's living?
I think that's because I was looking at your dice, which have got green on them.
Mine are yellow with sort of speckledy orangey red, and the numbers are in strong green.
Yeah, they're quite lively, aren't they?
They are lively.
They look a bit like paella.
They're inherited dice. They're legacy dice. It's all
legacy
good.
Dice.
Right. So that would seem to be an entire round of combat, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, yes.
So are the other two goblins stupid enough to fire into combat? I think they probably are.
Hang on. They don't still have the advantage of surprise.
No, they don't. We'll see who goes first.
Do we have to re-roll? Do I keep my initiative?
I think we do.
Right, I think we do re-roll.
I think we do re-roll.
So, okay, I roll dice.
Yes. 6.
12.
20.
Okay.
I'm a granite cat.
Owen, you've got... That's like a critical initiative. I don't know...
No, I got an 18 and I got a plus 2 to my initiative, so...
So, Owen, you are...
Well,
I've... Performing grandness.
I've certainly terrified a few people, right?
You have.
And Bruce has terrified me,
having emitted a
I'm going to attempt this same Ray of Frost.
Okay.
You would have thought I'd get advantages for using such a spell in Toby's game, right? Because his name
is Toby.
He's so cool. Right. That is 21.
I think you might have hit him there.
Yes.
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 So what does Ray of Frost do?
Ray of Frost, a frigid beam of blue-white light streaks towards the goblin.
Wow, it's like a Victorian advert.
Mm.
It's going to cure all diseases.
The goblin takes 5 hit points of damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn.
Okay, that hurt him. Right.
Stitch that, you frosty bastard.
So if you move back,
I
won't be able to attack you next round.
I'm doing that. I'm going to back up and give a brother room. She's his lip. I'm about to go kaboom.
Yeah.
I'm going to back away from him. I probably should have done that before firing as well, but...
It's a good plan. Maybe just hit him point blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's probably quite uncomfortable now. Okay, well, that leaves the other two. I'm not sure if he's that cold.
How far do you move in around? Where's my speed?
30.
So I'm now 50 feet away from the archers. Hit me now, bitches. Don't, though.
Don't.
But also don't.
Don't.
Yay, I've made Bruce a more credible target.
I should have used my second wind as a bonus action to get my hit points back.
Yes.
What's that? How's that? Do I have that?
I think that's an ability I have.
Because I've heard of that.
Because I have a limited well of stamina, apparently.
Right. So the goblins are going to attack, I believe. I think they're next on the list.
Balls.
So we've only got... Now, I reckon that guy... Well, obviously your first attacker is dead. And your first attack is somewhat frozen up.
Yeah. I think the... Sorry, I'm just going to proclaim on rules now. I think the two archers will be attacking me with disadvantage because they're shooting into combat.
Well, I was wondering about shooting into combat.
Yeah,
that's true, actually.
Oh, because Frosty Lollipops is fighting you now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right, I see.
Yeah. So, well, he's, you're closer to him, so yeah, I think
the advantage and disadvantage rule is one of the finest rules in role playing.
Yes. I think it's very, very sensible. Yeah. So, that means I'm going to need another dice.
Why? You don't have enough dice.
I've got.
No.
What are you doing?
Does anyone have enough dice?
Yeah, I've got loads. Let me bring out my box of games.
Technically, I probably do have enough dice.
For the benefit of the listeners, this looks somewhat like the Ark of the Covenant that Alan has produced.
I've got Bananagrams.
He's got a banana
and
in
some
there.
Some playing cards. And a Hero
more,
Quest.
More hard to read dice.
It's epic.
Including ones that would be very difficult. Here you go, Tobes. Have this lollipop pink one.
Oh, man. That's
not a good dice, is it, Alice?
So they're going to be rolling against...
Well, no, it's all... Well, all my dice rolled terribly for me anyway.
So they're going to be rolling against Alid's armor glass, which I think was 14, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just roll them, man. You'll know if it's worth calculating. 14,
and their dexterity is 14, so they're adding 2, I believe. And we took the lower one because it's disadvantaged, so it's a big miss.
That's a critical miss.
Is it if it's...
It's a 1, yeah.
That's a 4.
Oh, I thought it was a 1.
No, it's a 4 on the dice.
Okay, so the first one has missed, Alid. Second guy, he's going to have a go at the same thing. And he has, choosing a disadvantage, missed.
Woohoo!
So that's some...
My plan worked perfectly.
So the black feathered arrows fly past your head.
Yeah, right.
That involved no cowardice on my part.
Wonderful.
At least that's what my journal will say later.
Yeah. Exactly. So that means it's time for initiative, I believe.
No, I have a go.
Oh, no, Alan has a go. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Controversial, I'm going to
go. Bruce.
Bruce the Mighty.
Bruce the Mighty. He's his sword and attempt to attack 15. The goblin by me.
The icy.
Yeah, the icy goblin.
Yeah, icy goblin.
That is a massive 19.
Woohoo! You have hit, sir.
So I'm going to do 5, 8, 10 points of damage.
He bursts into little goblin-y fragments.
Is he okay?
No. Green shards cascade down around you. He's fine. He's really sorry. But, yeah.
Sorry, don't cut it, mate.
Oh, I'm going to use my bonus action now to heal myself.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. How do you... Okay.
So I'm going to use my second wind.
You can't transfer second wind to Owen.
No. And I get 10 points of hit points back. So good. I'm back up to full.
Right. The two surviving goblins flee.
Oh.
They turn tail and run straight.
I will shoot them as they run with my bow.
All right.
And I will also shoot them with my magics.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Because we hate those.
Because we're heroic. All right. There's nothing more heroic than shooting someone in the back.
Your tiny goblin in the back.
Well, so. I'm doing Ray of Frost again because that'll slow him down.
So
I've done poorly.
I've got 13.
Okay, it doesn't really matter.
Actually, no, I haven't. I'm better with my bow. I've got 16.
Well, you're against 15 armor class, aren't you? It's a bit weird because they're carrying their shields, but maybe on their backs now. So yeah, you've hit. And what does your bow do?
I do 5 points of damage.
Okay, well that's staggered one of them pretty nicely. He's now got an arrow sticking out of his back.
If they're going to keep running, we could keep running off of them and then we'll shoot them down.
Yeah. Legolas style.
All right.
We're not dropping out of initiative rounds. We're just telling you that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we should do initiative because that might mean when the goblins can kind of get in the cover or something.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So
I am the fastest wizard.
I'm the slowest person in the world.
No, they've got
17 here. So.
Ooh, that's you first, then.
Yeah. So the goblins disappear around the corner and are lost. But you can clearly see that they're following a marked trail. It's hidden by the trees, but now you're on it, you can see that there is a trail leading between the trees.
Hmm. Well, let's follow them.
All right. You follow them along.
Yeah, never mind now a wagon full of goods that we're supposed to be getting to a town that's in trouble or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this could be a clue to where Gunningham has gone.
Okay.
Hardly heroic. Just staying with the cart.
Okay. A trail hidden behind thickets on the north side of the road is leading northwest. Can anyone take a wisdom survival?
I can.
I've got trained, so I think I get advantage. No, 12.
Likewise, 12, and I'm untrained.
Okay, well, the two of you, between you, or both of you at once,
glue together our knowledge,
can see that at least a dozen goblins have come along the trail. There are bushes thickened and things that goblins like to eat scraps of left behind. Roast rat, let's say. Rat on a stick. There were also signs, I'm not quite sure what these will be, of signs of two human-sized bodies being hauled away from the ambush site. So, yeah.
Heel marks.
Exactly. Heel marks, I like that. Yeah, yeah.
Because goblins are little people, right?
Yeah, they're quite small. They're like children, except you can kill them.
With impunity.
With impunity, yeah, because they're quite weedy.
No witnesses.
Exactly. Yes, so, what would we like to do?
And we're, I say that we continue. And yeah. I say that perhaps there's some amount of caution that should be used because I'm half dead.
I was just thinking if I had anything that I could heal you with, but I don't.
But yeah, what is the
spellcasting
situation with resting?
A short rest is like 10 minutes where you go, "Ooh, that was a bit of a fight. I'm just going to catch my breath."
Yeah.
Or a long rest is like 8 hours.
Right, and do you mysteriously heal up during that, or?
I don't. Yeah, long rest, you like get your hit die back in hit points, I think.
Right, so you roll a dice of hit points.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted. Okay.
Yeah, because we could do that, because I am shafted if we meet, a goblin, for example. Like, if we met one of the two goblins that we were following, for example. Hey, we could go and see the cleric that we left on our cart.
Oh, yeah.
Who came with us.
Or Eric the Cleric.
Eric the Cleric, all right, yes, okay.
It's a shame about his vow of silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he could be useful.
And lack of legs.
Lack of legs.
Okay, yeah, I've got Eric the Cleric.
Eric the Cleric.
Okay.
Well, that seems like a more reasonable
setup. Well, right, you return to the wagon and wake Eric the Cleric from his deep, deep slumber.
He likes to call it a trance.
Yeah,
we know it's not...
That he's pissed.
I still think Eric should probably stay with the wagon.
Just in case.
Okay, well.
But you got any healing, Eric? Is that your version of a vow of silence, Tobes?
Okay, let's see what Eric the Clerk can do. Can he heal you? I think he probably can.
If not.
He's probably got
a cure
like wounds or something.
Yeah, I'm just checking his holy writ.
What's that +5 there?
It might be included already in something.
When you make an attack with a spell, it's +5. Attack bonus when you attack with a spell, it's +5.
Because you'll have an implement of some description, like a wand or something.
Oh my goodness, so I should have got +5 on those.
Yeah, so you did make that roll. No, that first roll.
God's sake.
Okay, that's quite strange that he doesn't actually seem to say what his spells are. Yes, certainly.
Well, actually, I think.
I think he damn well should.
Clerics, I think, can choose whatever they want. So.
Oh, okay. Is it like one of those things where you have the whole list and you pick them as you go?
Prepare them for the day.
We can wield Eric the Cleric if that's helpful. Seeing as you've got enough going on, types that you're definitely keeping on top of.
Yeah.
Right, we get healed up.
Okay, I think they're probably going to say Eric the Cleric is going to heal you up because he is quite a reasonable fellow. He's going to stay at the...
Deaf, yeah.
With a lot of pointing, he indicates that he's going to tie the wagon up and guard it with his life.
I think he should meditate on it.
Yes.
Basically, stay here and think about what you've done, Eric.
Nothing you've
done. He's got two domain spells, which are Bless and Cure Wounds, so we can just cure you up.
Okay, there you go.
How many times a day can he do that?
He could do that twice. So basically you're going to be up for.
Yeah, let's say you're up for.
Right.
Okay, that's awesome.
What about you? Do you need to...
No, I'm for because I have my second wind filled me maximum. Oh,
yeah. What's cantrip? And it's not... Second wind's not something that everybody has.
No, I think that's just my fighter ability.
Yeah.
The rustling of the fire cakes.
Yeah.
He's got spell slots in addition to those that he can choose. He gets those, yeah. Let's just move slightly further away from the DM and the recording device.
It does sound like a lightning bolt every time we...
We'll have to remember that later.
Mm. Very tasty. So,
let's get blundering speed engaged again and head off into the woods to chase the goblins that ambushed us into a terrain that's easier to ambush us and maybe where they live.
Yeah, right.
And the terrain that they know well.
Where their friends are.
Where their friends are, yeah.
Yeah, all right, sounds like.
Nothing can go wrong.
Yep. Okay. So, all right.
Engage blundering speed.
Okay, so are you just charging forward blindly, or...?
No. That's what Bruce does.
Oh, okay, right.
I shall be charging slightly behind Bruce.
Yeah.
No, there's no charging, no. I don't think.
Okay, so what is your wisdom perception score, ooh, everybody?
I'm just wondering if I should re-optimise his character slightly, because they're not very well optimised. I could take a shield and a sword from the goblins, because then my IC would be higher.
You got what you got.
Okay.
I'm a wizard. Deal with it.
Okay.
You got what you got, man.
Okay.
We're not faffing about here.
Well, after...
Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah, after Jaffa Cakes. Okay.
We're going to be trying to just be a bit stealthy because we don't want them to kill us.
About 10 minutes down the trail, you notice a suspiciously bent-looking tree branch. After a little bit of examination, you can see that it is tied to a rope. A snare is across the path. Lucky that you were going so carefully and your blundering speed.
We shall avoid it.
I push Bruce into it.
Skillfully, you avoid the snare and fight off the urge to push Bruce into it. Okay, and I think you're going to carry on?
No, I spooked me. I'm going to check back.
Fabulous.
Well, it could be that they're here watching that spawn.
Right. Take a wisdom perception test. 15, apparently. Is that just rolling over 15 plus your bonus?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Oh, I should have had advantage on that because I'm trained in...
Me too. Oh, yeah, I got loads. I got 20.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay, despite El Bizzle's blundering, his enthusiastic blundering, Bruce throws his arm out and points to an equally suspicious stop column. Boom. Take that, elf. Points to a equally suspicious patch of leaves across the track. Clearly, this is covering a very large pit. So, yes, you can go around the pit, basically.
Yep.
Well, we should be extra cautious now, or less cautious, because we've got past the two traps.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine now.
Yeah, they can't possibly have set up more than two.
There's no way they can be more than two. Let's run the last bit.
Yeah.
Though we might be slightly more cautious. Maybe.
Sprinting joyfully.
Yes.
Skipping.
With the occasional cartwheel thrown in.
La 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 la.
I put all my weapons away.
Right.
And tie them in a peace knot.
Oh, shit, I've got a traffic cake down my front.
It's good thing you're not wearing a white t-shirt, eh?
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. Quite tasty, actually. Right. Okay, you continue up the trail between the trees. Following the trail, you find 5 minutes. Sorry, five.
That's
miles.
Easy for you to say.
Sorry, it's not that well written.
Kidding me?
5 miles. Is this a thing?
Me being unable to read is definitely a thing.
Okay, yeah. 5 miles from the scene of the ambush, you stumble upon a large cave in a hillside. The trees part, and you can see that a shallow stream flows out of the cave mouth, which is partly screened by dense briar thickets. Amazed I was able to say that. A dry, narrow path leads into the cave on the right-hand side of the stream, so I think I should probably draw a picture of this.
I could have brought some whiteboards and pens and stuff.
You couldn't actually, maths man. So...
Don't say that. Like, that's the reason I've got a whiteboard, because I'm a maths geek. It's because I'm a roleplay geek.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't want to make you sound like a nerd.
It's actually left over from our Taskmaster days.
Ah. So, this is a lovely picture that I've drawn for you.
Is it just that one that you're copying there?
Yeah.
You probably want to cover that one.
Okay. Sorry.
That's a thought.
Screen. Right. Actually, tell you what. It looks like that.
Good picture. Okay.
So you are about here, and that's the entrance to the hole in the cliffs. It looks like just the sort of place you'd like to go into.
Or get shot at from within.
There is that.
I should look for anything out of the ordinary, like goblins.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to hold up on the edge of the, when it just clears, so that we can have a good old look around
before we
blunder into the clearing.
Okay, as you look, goblin steps out from the other side of the trees. You can see that on the east side of the stream, flowing from the cave mouth, a small area in the briar thickets has been hollowed out to form a lookout point post or blind. Wooden planks flatten out the briars and provide rooms for guards to lie hidden and watch the area, including a pair of goblins who are lurking there right now.
A pair? Yeah. A brace?
A brace of goblins.
So there's two goblins and another one coming to join them.
No, sorry, there's just two there.
Mm. Two in total.
Yeah.
And what would you say the distance between us and them right now is?
Let's have a quick look. I would have said that's pretty small. Probably about 15, 20 foot at tops.
Oh, right, wow, okay.
Yeah. So
how do we fancy our chances with some bows and arrows?
Well, I could probably hit them.
What are you implying? You're implying wizard?
Yeah.
I could try hitting them.
Yeah.
We could take a good old time aiming, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Or I could fire some kind of spell.
What about sleep?
I've got sleep, yeah.
Yeah, that might be able to just put them to sleep.
But then that's two out of my...
Oh, yeah.
Or one out of my entire day's worth of spellage,
right? That's true.
Of course, the other way to play this game is just to every so often have 8 hours sleep. Just go back to a village. Yeah, I'm just sleeping.
You can see Derek the Cleric.
Derek the Cleric every couple of hours.
Well, there was that nice pit trap we could go and have a sleep in. We could just open it up, go inside and close it down again and just have a sleep in there.
To be honest, that's the last place I would look for two people.
Pit trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling violence rather than sleep.
Yeah.
I reckon either I take a chance on my longbow.
You'll probably be better with your Ray of Frost.
Or have a go with the Ray of Frost. Yeah. Now that I've worked out, I get +5 with that.
Yeah.
Let's Ray of Frost it. Because is this on the other side? They're on the other side of the river, right?
They are, yes. Just.
So the Ray of Frost is going to slow him down, so he's not going to be able to alert the others.
Mm.
And that'll give Bruce enough time to slay his then mine as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, right. That sounds
loud. Okay.
Can we gain advantage for
prep
time?
Yes, I think you can.
Right. Do you know left from right?
You have the jump on these guys.
Right, I'll have the fella on the left then.
Okay.
All right.
My left or your left? Their left.
Their left. The one that's nearer to where he wants to be.
Everybody's left.
Everybody's okay. Left.
Okay, so what are we doing? Aiming or initiative? Or
Firing. Okay, aiming firing. And firing.
Yeah, firing. So what have we got?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh, no, Alan said.
Sorry.
So the goblins have got 15.
Although, are they flat-footed because they're lying down?
Well,
they're on watch.
Yeah, they're watching.
Well, I got 12.
Okay.
I got a lot with that +5. I think 25.
Okay, that's pretty good. That sounds
depends what I actually get to add together. I don't know.
That sounds like a hit.
But it's a big, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's Ray of Frost, so that's my D8, which is a massive 2. But he's also slow, so that means he's not going to get to alert his comrades.
So he squawks. Slowly tries to get up. So we've got the other one.
Yeah, I didn't hit him at all.
No, but
he's right. So now we get initiative.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to... Yep.
Initiative time.
All right.
Roll well, guys, please.
Oh, poop.
Oh, yeah.
14 for
23.
Me. I think I add something to that, don't I?
I don't know.
Yeah.
My dex bonus or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm a goblin.
Yeah, it's your dex bonus.
Hang on a second. I think it's 4. I don't know. Yeah, it's surprisingly good, actually.
When you're a first-level adventurer, everything is surprisingly good.
It's probably quite hard to have your breakfast without dying.
Yes. Given that I've got 8 hit points, and most weapons
two
D6 and more.
Yeah, so that's 2. So he's got 16.
I got 23.
And I have a lot less than both of you.
All right, well, you're in there.
Well,
let's not embarrass
anyone. I'm going to have a second shot at the guy that I missed.
Good idea.
Okay.
That's a lot better. That's 20-something.
Okay, you hit him.
24.
Right. Well, how much damage you done then?
Make him dead if I need.
D8.
You can't even tell what dice they are with those colours.
I get 10.
Well, that's got to do it.
Straight through the eye. And into the shrubbery he falls.
I Legolas'd it.
Oh, classic Bruce the Mighty. Bruce the Cunning. Yeah. I've seen that one before. Yeah. What he does is he fires an arrow above somebody's head. So they just sort of pop the head up a little bit to see what just happened. Then straight.
And then I harold it.
Then you harold it.
Harold it.
Full on harolding.
Right. So that's Alet has killed him.
Bruce.
Bruce. Yeah.
Otherwise, that's weird.
Right? It's one each so far, isn't it?
I haven't killed anybody, have I?
Oh, you've killed three, have you?
How was it one each and now he's killed three? What? I don't think it matters, Tobes. Unless it matters to you.
No, what's the thing you experience?
We're a team.
We share the experience.
Okay, it's a shared experience. I'm experiencing it with you too. It's great.
Well, you get points as Eric the Cleric.
You can become a level 2 GM.
Yeah, level 2 GM. I get some fiddle dice throughout the day or something?
Or do you just have to ask the upstairs neighbours if you can play in their room for a change? Anywho.
Right.
Slow down, boy.
Okay, so Slow Down Boy is slowly running towards the cave.
So we'll have another go.
Proper chariots of fire style.
So
okay.
The initiative for the next round then, is it?
Yes.
I've still got a shot, right?
Yeah.
So he's just running.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try Ray of Frosting him again then.
Okay. How many times can you use that thing?
As many times as I want. It's a cantrip.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's pretty good.
But it's also not very good.
All right.
Well, that's...
You should probably have initiative.
I get plus 2, right?
Yeah.
And you should probably have advantage here, shouldn't you? Because he's like...
Plus 1, so plus 5.
So that's...
Hang on.
Plus 2, plus 2, plus 5.
No, that's... Yeah, plus 5 is total.
Okay, yeah. So that's
14.
That's 14.
Okay, but I personally think you should have advantage.
Well,
because...
that's all I need to hear.
Whoa!
That's 15!
Okay, you got him.
Yeah!
Right, so how much did it do?
Have these guys got shields 4. On their backs as well?
4, so that's...
The men on watch were holding shields. Canny.
Yeah, that's all. Well, no, they had the shields on their back, so now he's running away.
Four. The guy who's already had 2.
So he's now on 1 hit point.
And once again, he is...
Slowed. Double slowed.
Yes, he's slowed.
No.
He's
got that's, one, not, that's not
that sort of thing.
He's got 1 hit point, so he's probably chariots are firing it.
Coughing up blood.
But
really slowly.
Yeah, the buzz is going to go...
I love that bit in Chariots of Fire.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Quentin Tarantino remake. Motherfucking Chariots of Fire. On the flame.
Do I have to listen through this? And
is that when they've got blades on the wheels?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Right, now it's initiative, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm paying attention.
Oh, yeah. I've got 21.
Okay, and I've got 6 plus, I think it's 2, so
yes,
8.
It was 2 last time. So.
Yeah, 8.
I've got 6.
I'm going to attempt to finish him.
Yes, finish him.
20.
Critical hit.
I think once again...
I do 2d8.
Well, actually, you're going to kill him anyway, because...
Yeah. Yeah, but we're role players. We like to know how much damage. This is roll with double L now.
15.
This is true role playing. Well,
15.
He explodes into a shower of twinkling fragments of goblin.
So there's no body left.
But really slowly.
Really slowly, yeah. Yeah, in a gradual fashion, they rain down upon you.
Wow!
They were 15 to 20 foot away.
It was a big explosion, man.
I knew I shouldn't have thrown that gravity arrow at them.
Gross, Bruce. Gross.
So
I'm glad that it was Ray of Frosted, because you can just brush that off. It's not liquidy. It's just solid.
Just time to
goblin melt. Chunks.
Goblin chunks. Are you?
Well, right. Now that we've really quietly killed those guys...
Right, we shall sneak a little bit closer.
Yeah, let's... can we skirt the tree line up to the cliff edge and then skirt the cliff edge up to this cavey, waterfally water bit?
Yes, you can.
Nice!
Yeah.
So well put.
Yes. I love it when we do that.
Okay, your skirting is amazing.
Do we want to bother looking at those guys or reposition... No, they're a bit obliterated, aren't they? It's not like we're going to be able to just...
We'll just have a casual glance, see if they've got anything interesting on them, like
Apprentice's
Qualish or something.
They're on the other side of the river.
Oh,
it's not easy to casually glance.
Like, what have they got on them?
It's a big old crab robot monster that you can drive around in.
Yeah.
It's a D&D thing.
They've not got that.
Have you not even read the rules?
I didn't get that far. Maybe it's at the end of the adventure.
It's A for Apparatus of Qualish.
It's like a joke artifact.
Right, it's a crab that you drive.
Yeah, because it actually just goes sideways.
Oh, right. It doesn't...
It's completely pointless.
It doesn't go forwards.
No. Well, it does come very slowly. But mainly it's like 60 foot sideways and like 5 foot forward, I think.
God, they certainly know how to write a joke, don't they?
Okay, right, well, they haven't got one then.
No, right, terrific.
Yep.
Well, I guess we thrust onwards into the darkness, into the cave.
Okay.
I cannot see in the dark.
You'll have to stay here.
Are there any lights inside?
Let's say that there is enough dim light filtering in from the outside to be able to make everything out quite reasonably.
Okay.
So, yes.
Even as we proceed deeper?
We'll find out when you proceed deeper.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Just inside the cave mouth, a few uneven stone steps lead up to a small dank chamber on the east side of the passage. The cave narrows to a steep fissure at the far end and is filled with the stench of animals. Savage snarls and the sound of rattling chains greet your ears, where three wolves are chained up just inside the opening. Each wolf's chain leads to an iron rod driven into the base of a stalagmite. So there are stalagmites here. What it basically means...
And wolves.
And stalagmites are wolves, yeah. So basically it's like that.
You can see that bit.
So it's like a little room on your right as you got in.
Oh, sorry. Oh, there. I was looking at this bit in between your thumbs.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't covered probably. It's that bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So well, that looks well worth avoiding, because we don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
Written on the ground is an enormous number 3.
I don't think that's there, Tobes. I think that's just on the map.
Okay, so...
Elbizol?
Yes.
Have a way with animals. Do you think it is worth me trying to calm the savage beast?
With your charisma?
With my charisma. No, my handling of animals, so to speak.
All three of them at the same time?
Yes, I'm very charismatic.
You really aren't, but if we wanted to go past them, I could try and put them to sleep. Or, you could try your luck, but we don't want to alert everybody to the fact that we're here. Because we could just keep going up the rivery bit and ignore the dogs.
Mm. You can actually try to calm the animals if you're nuts enough.
Don't get your nuts involved, though.
Yeah. I'm going to try and calm them in a non-nutty way.
Okay. So
I've got this string of sausages. Will this help?
Yeah.
It's an elven thing.
Well, your elven sausage.
Yeah. String of sausages doesn't mean what you think it means in Elven.
Right. Is it like a magic string of sausages, like in Lord of the Rings, that you never get to the end of?
No.
Take these sausages.
No.
Okay.
Look into the magic
bit. I said no.
Right, I have an advantage because I'm trained.
Really? You actually... Okay, well, it's the DC
50... He's dealt with three insane dogs before.
Really, yo?
Yeah.
It's DC 15 wisdom
animal handling check.
Yes.
Yeah. Or okay. Alan handling.
Alan handling.
Handle Alan.
Have you dealt with Alan?
Yeah, well, I have.
That was pointed.
Okay, animal handling, so yes.
Okay, I'm going to roll.
What have you got?
I don't know yet, I'm rolled. Well, that's a 12, so I've got plus 3, so that is a 15.
So I think that's a success, is it, if it's equal?
Yeah.
I think you succeed. Woohoo! Okay.
You said you needed
a I'm going to Crocodile Dundee.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the wolves are a little bit wary, but they back away.
Cool.
They're obviously trained, so they can't go very far, but they're just going to stand there and watch you.
Okay. Well, and that...
Give them something to eat.
Yeah. I'm going to pull out some...
Sausage. Elven sausage.
Elven sausage. Yeah, I'll have some meat on me or something.
How else do you handle animals?
Yeah, and throw some meat at them.
Carefully.
I've got one of those classic sort of cartoony steaks that I just put up and throw on the floor.
I was hoping it would be like an enormous, sort of slightly dense sausage with all right. Tied up bits at the end. Okay, yep. As a matter of fact, that would have made it much, much easier
than really?
Just taking it out to begin with. So, yes, I always have your sausage to hand.
I did say about the sausages.
Yeah, we could have fed them dead goblins.
The thing is that you kind of make the assumption that the animal handling skill
involves
people going, well, here you go, animal, have a bit of food.
Yeah, that's true, actually, I suppose. Yeah.
But no, you have to be specific.
One thing, I don't know if it's an Owen thing or whether it's a roleplay thing, has every single bit of roleplay thing I've ever done is the incredible resourcefulness of the players, which is never taken into account in the game. So it's just like, well, I'm just going to pick up a goblin and hack off one of his fingers and just throw it to the wall.
Okay, seems reasonable.
Yeah, fine, do that. So you're walking towards the back of the cave. You can see that there is a narrow fissure in the back. A narrow opening in the east wall leads to a natural chimney that climbs 30 feet. At the base, I should put something said that, the natural chimney. At the base of the fissure, this is just a little gap, basically, is rubbish that's been discarded from above.
Mm.
So
is the waste disposal chute. We could climb up it
and see what's up there.
Surprise them.
Yeah.
Or we could not. Because our option is to go back to the river, isn't it?
Yeah. Can we sort of look up and see what we can see up there?
Your other option is to leave this room and go deeper, following the river into the caves.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Can you see what's up there? No, not very well. I mean, there's enough dim light to see about as well as you can at the moment, but it's just a little sort of running slope and the walls are narrow, so you can't get a decent idea of what's up there.
Okay. What do you think? Do we reckon we should just go back to the river?
Well, can I see better in the dark? Because I'm an elf.
Yeah.
It's less a matter of the actual light than the sort of range, you know, the wideness of the aperture and so on.
This is a really thin rubbish chute.
Yeah, it's like a little tube that's... It's like a little corridor.
You're miming a foot wide, is that what
no,
you mean?
No, it's about this wide, and it goes so gently upwards for about, I think it says 20 foot.
That's fine, I don't need to know.
Yeah.
I just want to know how wide it was. So theoretically, if we wanted to, we could climb it.
Yeah, or you could try.
That's where the theoretical comes in.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Okay.
That's not for me. I'm a high elf.
Yeah. You would be higher at the end.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
I'm a high elf. I'm not crawling through garbage.
Right.
I would like to go back carefully past the wolves, keeping Bruce between me and the wolves, back to the river.
Okay, you have reached the river again.
And I want to have a bit of a pokey-poke further up the river.
Okay, yeah. Right.
You're super careful, because I reckon there's something nasty in there.
Okay. So, the river follows... The river runs through the main opening of the caves.
I presume we're not actually walking in the river to go...
No, you're not. Caves. You're walking alongside it, along a small...
Like a canal towpath.
Exactly.
Lovely.
It's an underground full of goblins. You can see a passage on the far side of the river. So you're walking on the towpath on the right side of the river, and on the left side you can see a narrow passage.
And is the towpath continuing?
Yes, it does. It curves around to the right.
And I say we stick to the towpath and avoid going in the water as yet.
Okay, the main passage...
But before we do, I'm just going to bend my pointy ears towards the passage that we're not going up.
Okay, you swivel your enormous ears, satellite dish style-y. Yep. I kept seeing incidentally this advert for a program about human biology presented by that lady...
Alice Roberts.
Yeah. And I didn't see it actually, which is quite surprising. I'm quite a fan of her work.
She likes to paint on people, doesn't she?
Does she?
Yeah, and this is your intestines, and she'll be painting the intestines on someone.
Jolly.
Yeah, normally a naked person of some description.
Gosh.
I seem to have missed that one.
That's what I seen. That's what I remember from her programme.
That's her thing, is it?
Yeah.
Like the way that...
When she's showing you something, she'll just paint it on someone.
Right,
As if they don't have...
You're quite a good singer doing a wildlife show, then.
A bit missing.
This is a lion. I'm going to paint it yellow.
This is where the antelope goes.
Yes, there's a friend with her. It seemed to involve doing some kind of thing about alternative evolution or one of those things. And they had this kind of mocked up sort of kangaroo elf type human thing, which I think was supposed to be her, but put through a kind of lens of different evolution. It was quite terrifying looking, but it did have huge elf ears.
A bit like Tank Girl.
Yes, actually. Yes, it looked a bit like one of the creatures from that, actually.
Rippers?
Yes, they were the Rippers.
That's a weird film.
Yes.
It's a weird comic.
It's incredibly weird, the comic. It's just like whatever they felt like writing, they wrote, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, who'd just randomly do whatever they just felt like and just put it out into the world?
Yeah, right, publish it or something. Broadcast
in
that
a digital
shit.
Media that lasts forever.
Yeah, man. Completely baffling.
Not me. No, sir.
No.
Anyway, let's get back on with the podcast.
Okay.
Could I hear anything was the question.
You can hear the stream plunging and splashing down its way down river. No.
Splunging and splooshing.
Yes, beyond the kind of noises of spelunking, you can't hear very much. This is the sound of spelunking.
With his big ears, though, does he have advanced sort of sound
echolocation?
And noise reduction techniques, so he can listen to the water a bit, and then take that base layer out.
Take it out, just edit it.
I'm a reasonable GM, but I'm not prepared to let him just stand there and click at things until he finds goblins. There are limits. I do the clicking on this podcast, and I need a pen for that. Right.
We'll continue round as planned.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right, you continue round. In the shadows of the ceiling to the north, you can just make out the dim shape of a rickety bridge of wooden rope crossing over the passage ahead of you. Oh. So basically...
So above us?
Yeah, it's like an under... Yeah.
All three of us looked up then.
Yeah, we did.
Just saying.
We? Yeah.
What, on the ceiling?
Another passage intersects with this one 20 feet above the floor.
Aha.
So basically you're at a crossroads, but it's not a crossroads because it's above you. If
somebody crossed the bridge, they could look down and they could see us.
Yes, they could. Yes.
So that let me must see be if that actually has any
trash compactor.
Trapped compactor would go up too.
Yeah.
So we better be super quiet.
Well, stealthy like.
Take a wisdom perception check. Check.
Oh, I'm trained in that.
God, speak sanity.
That's a D4.
That's a D12.
D12. I got 22.
All right.
I got 19.
Okay, well, I think you've all won that one. You can see that there is a goblin standing on the bridge, looking like it's guarding it. He has not spotted you.
Hooray.
I shall signal to... Leighton Bazaar.
Leighton Bazaar.
To Elbizzle.
You know Elven?
I know Elven. Well,
Elbizzle is merely my human name. Leighton Bazaar.
I thought Leighton Bazaar was the goblin up there.
No, there is though.
All right.
There is though.
Okay. Heathen Reach.
That is a real niche joke.
Yeah.
For like people at this table.
It is actually.
We'll time it.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Huh?
So you're gonna do it?
Yeah, I'm gonna ray.
We're both gonna bow and ray.
We're gonna
zap. Okay, let's do it.
Have we got advantage from him not knowing we're there, or does that just change his AC?
He would be flat footed, so he'll lose his dexterity.
So not advantage, just the dice.
Damn, man. Yeah.
Oh god.
I have 16.
When you hit him then.
Alright, well you've hit him with your freezy shit.
Woohoo!
An 8!
8, man, that's very good. Okay, 8, that's very good.
Very good, but not good enough.
No, he's dead.
Oh, he is dead.
Does the ray sort of knock him flying back over the railing?
I don't know, don't look at me.
I don't know.
No, it just knocks him dead.
Okay.
He's just
cold and out.
Yeah. Mm. He would slump to the ground if he wasn't frozen solid. He just falls back and then kills him because he's frozen solid.
Cool.
So yeah, that's handy, that thing.
Can be, yeah.
Yeah. So you have avoided him doing over.
But we have also left a dead body.
Yeah, obviously.
20 foot up.
Yeah.
How easy would it be to scale, do we think? Just thinking about my abilities. Okay. I am not good at climbing particularly.
I think that is athletics. Athletics? I'm not great.
How's the wall look? Would it be an easy climb or no?
It is possible to climb up. Yeah, that's doable. It wouldn't be easy. It wouldn't be automatic success, but...
I might be better at it, because I'm probably stronger than you.
And then toss a rope.
Yeah.
Down.
Maybe. Do I have a rope? That is a question.
I can also give you a bit of an assist.
Oh, yeah, I've got 50 foot of hemp rope.
Well, you could always luzz it over the top.
Yeah, and use that to climb. Oh, yeah, you could counterweight it,
yeah.
And then I could use it to climb.
And you can hold it at the top, and yeah. I can climb up.
There we go, that's what we'll do. So, well... Throw the rope over.
Yeah, over the bridge.
Over the bridge.
Yeah.
And then I'll grab it on one end and I'll climb up.
Genius. I think that's well good. I'm well impressed with
that. So that gives me advantage?
At least, man.
I was going to say you automatically succeed at that.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's so smart.
Okay, so I'll get up onto the bridge.
Yeah.
Then I'll throw the rope down for him.
Yeah.
And I'll pull him up.
Yeah.
And then we'll get further goblin over.
Quietly.
Quietly.
How do you throw something from 20 foot up into a river and make it land quietly? Do you know?
That's
you just do.
Lower him on a rope.
Yeah. Lower him. Okay. Yeah.
But then we'd have to climb down and untie the rope.
If he's, you could put it under his arms because he's frozen and lower him down, and then pull the rope away.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do that. We'll all do right. What the DM says. The idea is, man.
I've just
I thought of a strange voice in your head. The lower the confidence, the more.
I think Eric the cleric's getting really good at meditation.
Use the rope.
Okay, I took a vow of silence, but this kind of supersedes it.
Astral projection, yeah. It's fine. It's a loophole.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah. Right, so here you are on the bridge.
Without a goblin.
Without a goblin. And unsurprisingly, it goes both left and right.
Did he have any loot on him?
Well, it's in the river.
Oh, shit, biscuits. We're good at this.
We'll get it all later.
You could have taken his shield.
Yeah, we could have done anything we wanted. We could have posed for hilarious selfies.
Oh, with the cantrip. Take selfie.
Oh, yeah.
Take selfie.
Click.
That's the gesture.
Yeah, that's the gesture.
Don't forget to pull the face.
Yeah.
Frames. Needs more duck.
Face of duck.
Right, I think we go to the right.
As we were travelling.
Which I suspect is going to get us above the dogs.
Yes.
Towards the above the dogs. Okay, all right. Do you want me to show you on the map where you are?
If you like.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
There's our bridge.
There's the bridge, and you're on it, and you're going to go that way.
I think so, yeah.
The dogs are kind of there. And
yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay,
cool.
Agreed. Good. All right, off you go. So you are creeping through the caverns. The corridor opens out before you. You can see it's a much larger cave. Light plays on the ceiling. This cavern is half filled with two large pools of water. A narrow waterfall high in the eastern wall, which you could hear as you arrived, feeds the pool, which drains out of the western end of the chamber to form the stream that flows out of the cave mouth below. Low stone walls serve as dams holding the water in, so the pools are being dammed. To the south there is a wide exit, while two smaller passages lead west. The sound of the waterfall echoes through the cavern, making it quite hard to hear.
Are there any villains to be seen?
Yes, you can see. So I was just trying to get my my bearings on.
Yeah, that's a complicated one.
Do you want to have a look at this again?
So,
okay.
You guys are sort of...
We're coming in.
There. You're there, and you can see that. Does that make any sense?
Okay, yeah.
So you're standing there.
Can you just move this finger a bit? All right, okay.
And then there's...
So are there guards just here then?
There will be, yeah.
Ah, so they're not guarding the one we're coming down.
I feel like I need one of those brooms to push little planes across.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, and then you come in here. Right.
Okay.
So you're entering this room.
We're sort of keeping to the shadows.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure about entering the room until I know what's in there.
Yeah.
You can see three goblins standing quite near the edge of the dam. They don't appear to have noticed you, and while they are armed, they appear to be just having a little chat, doing what goblins do.
Yeah.
Does this feel like a useful way to go? He said extremely quietly.
Well...
Over the noise of the waterfall.
No, I don't want to be heard over the noise of the waterfall.
Okay.
Except for by him.
Excuse me, Mr. Gobbling, is this a good way to go?
No, it's awful. This doesn't seem like a useful way to go.
Well, there's more goblins this way. Which makes me think that there might be stuff this way. This might be their base of operation. The gun makes you think what's back the other way as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out where I'd put things.
Yeah.
With my vast knowledge of communities and shenanigans. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just kill them? Is that the answer?
Are they looking away from the entrance that we're coming down?
They're not looking at any of the entrances. They're looking at each other while they're talking.
So the good thing is...
However, they're not specifically on guard of anything, really.
If we can take them out quickly, they're not going to be able to raise the alert over the noise of the waterfall.
Yes.
So hopefully we can take two out before they even know we're there.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
Well, if I do the slowy thing again, then one of them's going to at least...
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't die, he'll be slowed.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So I reckon we'll take an aim action...
Ah, they're goblins. Mm. That way this is not morally ambiguous.
Yeah.
Let's kill them.
They look different in everything, man.
Yeah. They've got alignment. They've got evil alignment. We can just kill them. Let's do it. Let's do our normal plan.
Yeah.
I'll get the one on the left and kill everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I think you've got the jump on these guys.
Cool. So flat-footed again.
Yeah, so I guess that means you've got... Advantage?
Around. No, flat-footed. I don't think you get both.
Is it that they don't get their dex?
They don't get their dex bonus.
Yeah.
What flat-footed means.
Yeah. So you're looking at...
Pitiful.
So I get 18.
You might have succeeded.
I got 10.
So let's see, what do you have to roll over?
You just take their dexterity away.
Okay, which is 14, so you succeed, though it hasn't. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So I do some damage.
Pew, pew, pew.
I've done 6 points of damage to the goblin.
Okay, so...
He's probably not dead.
No, he isn't.
Arse.
But like you say, nobody's going to hear him.
Yeah.
But they might have a system for that. But I don't think they're on guard. I think they're just chilling.
Okay. So
this
they...
is kind of cigarette break territory, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Initiative?
Yes. So, initiative for the goblins is going to be...
Ooh. There's my 20.
And there's my 7.
Okay, and goblins are going to have initiative... Oh, my God. Dexterity, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's plus 2. So they've got 15.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, it's that, isn't it? Is that Dex? Hang on. Initiative.
It's been plus 2 every other time, Tate.
Okay, let's go plus 2 then. Yeah, okay, well, they've got 15. So, Aled, you're last. Mm. Owen's going first.
I'm the fastest thing ever.
Word.
I'm going to do the same thing again, but do it better this time.
Okay, yeah, don't fuck up.
Hey.
What you got?
I hit him.
I got are him. You going for the guy that Aled got, or are you going for a different guy?
No, same guy I am for starting. So, 1 point of damage, but he is a slow bro now.
Okay, 6. So, okay, and to the goblins. Okay. Okay.
Critical failure.
Right, one of the goblins rushes at you. The other one turns tail and runs, that's the wounded one, runs like hell.
Okay.
The slowed guy turns towards you and appears to be about to attack, but he is slow. Yeah. So, yes. So the first one is going to run in and attack.
He'll be more forward.
Yeah. Right.
Bruce.
So yes.
So AC 14.
Okay, so he's got to get, what's your thingy?
14.
14, okay. Right. So what's that? And he's got 6, so he either misses or bounces off you. Gotcha.
Yep.
I'm so used to rolling dice in a very, very different system. And it's like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Thacker always used to throw me. And it's like, this kind of throws me because... There isn't an army.
Because it's
thing.
So easy in comparison.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. To get anything done in Warhammer, you've got to throw 3 dice. So he has failed in that respect.
Cool. Mm.
Right, so it's my go.
Woohoo!
It's really shift time. So your go, yeah, of course. Yeah,
so I will.
Do something mighty.
Yes, go, Bruce.
I will take a step back and I will shoot him in the face because I haven't got my sword out
yet.
Not
the guy that's fleeing.
Well, I could do, couldn't I? Yeah, the guy that's fleeing.
Okay.
So I'm going to shoot past him and attempt to shoot the
now,
guy.
No, I think
that
you get a bad thing.
Do I?
I think if you're in combat and you're trying to shoot out.
No, I'm stepping back.
Okay, we'll go with that then. Okay.
And also, you don't care if you accidentally shoot this guy.
Yeah.
It's like, if the bad thing happens, the guy nearer to me dies.
Okay.
That's probably good.
Fair enough. So what have you got to get? It's 15, isn't it? So.
Yep, that's a hit.
What have you got?
20.
20 something.
All right, well, actually...
24.
You've killed him. Because, any damage...
I did 8 points damage.
Okay, once again, you've done an amazing job on someone who is very nearly dead anyway. You hit him in the back of the neck, and he goes fine. Hits the wall, and it lies dead. So, next round, I believe. What will happen to the slowed guy?
Is... Until the start of my next turn,
so
that he is slow.
Okay, so that depends how that works.
Yeah.
So his initiative, or the initiative of the two goblins, is low.
I've got 18.
No, I got 20.
Okay, so I've got 2.
So
4, I think.
I think that Bruce is going to manage this guy next to him, and I'll just shoot the guy that's further away that's slowed.
All right, what are you going to do with him?
Same.
Okay.
Seems to be working on goblins. Yeah, it's 22, and the damage is 8.
Yep, he's dead.
Pew,
cool.
Pew, pew.
Okay.
I will attack the dude in front of me.
Cool. Yep, more sword play.
Yeah, 22.
I think that's probably a hit.
Yeah. So I shall quickly, as I come towards him, I shall pull out my great sword and I shall slice it straight across his throat to do... Oh, that's pretty rubbish. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. His throat is weirdly resilient. A lifetime of eating rats and scraps of metal have left him an unusually tough neck.
Yeah.
Your blade clangs into his windpipe.
Oh, curse his adamantium windpipe.
A sound of hammered steel. it still hurts him, though, a bit.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot, 5.
I can't believe it. This is a ridiculous amount of damage. From lightning, yeah.
Okay.
It's enough, but my weapon is.
So it's the slow guy is dead. So
yep. And the running away man is dead. There's only the man that's throat is invincible.
Only throat man, invincible throat man, yeah. Who's probably in Feng
Shui. Is he the Kurgan?
He might be, yes. There's only one of them. So yeah.
There is only one.
Okay, so he's going to attack. What's your...
14.
20.
Oh, critical.
Oh, balls.
So that means
he right gets... in there.
He's got a little sword, which I think is 1d6 plus 2.
1d6
plus 2?
Yeah, that sounds about right for a scimitar.
Yeah, I think it is. They're surprisingly good, these goblins.
It's because you can apply your...
dex.
I think a scimitar is a finesse piercing weapon, so you can use your dexterity
short,
for damage.
Short swords, you can do piercings.
So he's got 1d6 2, it's a critical hit. Does that mean that he rolls
twice? So he rolls twice and adds the bonus, the plus one.
So it's 2d6 plus 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, so you don't just double anymore, you just roll it twice.
You get over d6.
Thank you, I'm good. I've got one.
Here's the other one.
Oh, thank you. That's
roll maximum damage.
Hey. 4 plus 2 is 6.
That's
he's
half
on 6 points.
Hit points. Ow.
You don't get to
be. He's an unusually mean goblin.
Ow.
Okay, so that's the turnover. So we all roll again for initiative.
Hooray.
Yeah. 13, I think.
16. 21.
Okay, so, yeah.
Bruce.
I shall step up to finish him.
Okay.
7. My sword stuck in his windpipe. Get out! Get out!
Well, I'm almost point blank here. I'll try and ray of frost him.
The trouble is, Bruce is shaking him by the throat quite hard, so he's quite hard to get his little body as it jerks around.
Well, we'll see.
And that's for the goblin.
Funny. Oh, you're right, it is difficult.
This is a brilliant fight. I've got a really clear mental image of this massive but strikingly uncharismatic warrior with his sword like this and a goblin just sort of wobbling on the end. Ah, dear. Right, okay, so yeah.
You know those Buddhist monks who can balance on spears and stuff?
Yeah, like the Shaolin Temple.
Shaolin, not Buddhist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how I say. Yeah, you've got a goblin on your sword, sir. Right, so the goblin is going to attack, I think, after that exciting, decisive round of combat.
Let's see if he's as inept as us.
15.
Nope.
So.
That's a hit.
That is. Hang on, he's got to get more than 14, doesn't he?
Yeah.
15 is technically more than 14. Times,
yeah, right, so he's hit. Okay.
That's why Alan's
so he's hit Alan. Really he does this much damage. Wind. He does 6 points of damage.
Oh no, I'm on 0!
Oh god, are you? But
that's okay. 0's okay?
Yeah.
Is 0 okay?
My death is weird in this game. So I fall to the floor.
But you get to stay.
But I get to save. Yeah, so I get 3 attempts to roll. To like roll. Greater than 10.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I am a mage. I've got this.
Do your maging thing.
Well, I'm afraid it's initiative.
Okay, initiative for everybody.
Oh, I need to do that as well.
Oh, poo.
Goblin's got 3.
I've got 3.
So would we roll off?
Yeah. Hey, 20.
20.
Ah! You got 8.
6.
Oh, that's 10. Anyway, yes.
My mental images are two of you just kind of backing away and staring at each other.
It's the shift the foot on the sand.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a kind of a super different pose. Yeah.
Is he looking peaky?
Well, I think he is because he's had a battle
sword. He's got a great sword still hanging out of his neck.
Nice. I was just wondering if there's a more guaranteed way of killing him. That doesn't involve me rolling a dice, for example.
Magic missile.
Yeah, but that's
guaranteed hit.
That seems like overkill there, right? Yeah. Make a melee attack. No thanks. they all make me make attacks, right? Apart from, like you say, magic missile. I can get him with a ray of frost, can't I? I can get him. He'll be dead. I'm getting him.
Believe in yourself. Ugh. If you can do it, if you can dream it, then you can do it.
Right, okay.
Well done. I almost butchered that then. but no one noticed.
What do you mean? Right, got you. Let's see. Ray of Frost seems to be a signature move. So,
yeah, let's do it.
And that is 17.
All right, I think you've hit him.
5 points of damage.
Yep, you've killed him.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Titanic Goblin Hero crashes to the
ground. Get up, Bruce.
I'll get up and I'll spend my second wind to get 8 points of damage back. Oh, I did. I think I pass out from blood loss then.
Who's?
I can't stand the sight of blood. Oh, horrible.
Oh, dear.
It's just, you know how much your hearing is associated with your sense of balance?
Yeah.
It's the waterfall.
That'll be it. I'll get them to sing a song about the hypnotic waterfall that made me fall unconscious.
No. Not happening. Okay. Let's just check if they've got anything on them.
Yeah.
Or is there anything else in the room that we ought to be aware of?
Sculio.
All right, Sculio.
I can't ever remember whether that's Greek or Latin.
It's Greek. Loot, isn't it?
I think it's Greek.
Loot the bodies of your enemies. Mm. Well, I still don't know which it is, because you both chose different things.
Yeah. Right, it doesn't say there's anything on the goblin, so I'm assuming there is nothing
in the room.
In the room, no, there's nothing here, just damned water. And more damned water.
And statistics.
And statistics, yes. Ugh. So, yes.
It is roleplay at its heart. Just opportunity for bad punning.
Yeah.
That does seem to be...
I think there's a lot of punning.
Wordplay and punning.
It's wordplay and that it's like the Great Egg Race, but with swords. Because it's that kind of insane ingenuity that no normal person would ever have. It's like sort of, I'm going to pick up the body of my last enemy and turn it into a canoe. Oh, okay.
So what options have we got from here?
Right,
let's proceed.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a... Let's have a short rest so I can get my...
A little picnic.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a 10-minute splash my face with some water.
Okay.
I'm going to lurk in the shadow. Oh, no, I'm not a thief.
He's going to look...
I'm going to look majestic in the light.
Shady elf wizard.
How does it feel to be in this unnatural position?
Oh, it's so difficult.
Why
have they done this to me?
God, I was going to say no. Yes. Yeah, you've got two options, really. You can go back over the bridge... And go that way, or you can carry on the way that the goblin was trying to flee, or you shot him.
Wow.
That's down to where we suspect the rubbish chute.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way I want to go.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's where I go, because it'd be awesome.
Awesome. We love rubbish chutes.
Yeah.
What we could do, we could have a little look, and once we've got the lay of land, we can work out if we need to do maybe double-pronged attack.
I see. This seems like plan that is way beyond us. Why are you messing with the recipe?
Sorry.
The recipe of blundering.
Oh, yeah, no, I meant charge into the room and kill everything.
Have we got any ranged attacks? Have they spotted us? So, we are going to stealthy McStealth our way down that little route that he was going to run away along.
Okay, cool, good plan. All right. You creep down the corridor the way past the goblin's wretched body. You can see a large cave. Sacks and crates of looted provisions are piled up in the south end of the cave. To the west, the floor slopes towards a narrow opening that descends into darkness. A larger opening leads north down a set of natural stone steps, with the roar of falling water echoing from beyond. In the middle of the cave, you can see the coals of a large fire are smouldering.
What isn't?
I'm so confused. Have we just come up those steps that they said lead off?
Give me a minute on that. I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
I think we might have done.
Yeah.
I think those steps where the rushing water was is where we've just come from.
Yeah.
Okay, let me have a look at the map here because that was.
Yeah, because to the north is where we've just come from, right?
Yeah, so
those steps.
That's just absolutely bizarre. So you've actually come down the steps.
We've just come down those steps.
Yeah, you've come down the steps.
Where?
So we've got the rubbish chute.
It's basically that. Yes. You've come in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
So we've got. What's that in the middle?
That's the big fireplace.
The fireplace. Is there any denizens?
Well, I'm just about to figure that one out, actually. Yeah.
Ornate description of room, followed by. Denizens.
Yes, there are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sitting behind the fire is a large creature, well, a largish creature, significantly bigger than the two goblins next to him. He is sort of... I find out what he actually looks like.
Is it an orc?
It's a bugbear, which I think is like a furry orc.
Mm. They're like red orcs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're kind of... I've always imagined they're kind of like... If a cat became like a goblin. they're kind of like a little bit hairy, I always thought.
Oh, the picture, he looks a bit like a beast man, actually, but a bit less like a goat. Yeah, that's actually not a bad description. He's like an orc mated with a beast man. Mm-hmm. Furry orc, basically.
Well, they do that, don't they?
Well, yeah, it's shameful.
Yeah, these...
Yes, so yeah. They haven't... Right, they well, haven't noticed you
if
yet.
If they're sitting on the side of the fire, then their...
It's a sort of...
Their light perception fire. Is going to be horrendous.
Yeah. Well, it's not a raging fire, it's, you know, embers. Coals. Yes.
So it's just the three of them?
The three of them and the wolf.
Oh, another
wolf. Mangy wolf.
A mangy wolf.
Is that tied up?
No, not as far as you can see. It's beside the bugbear.
It's a shame, because mangy wolves tied up a string. They were a few of my favourite things.
Bravo.
Oh, really?
Bugbears by fires.
Oh dear, that's the studio.
I hate to spoil this moment, but I'm thinking magic missile now, right?
Throw a dice, a female dice.
Oh, God.
Ray of frost, which I will cast.
I will not enter into this. You will not drag me into
Your
this.
Mind wants to.
You will not drag me into
Fire,
this.
Fire, an arrow, I fletch myself.
Oh my goodness.
You dirty bastard.
You were having a drink then.
I was having a drink then. Right, okay, you dirty Fletcher.
So.
No, don't.
So, no. Magic missile at the bugbear.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, bot
counter. You shoot one of the little ones, I'll shoot the big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because magic missile...
is an automatic hit.
Is an automatic hit. That way I don't have to mess around with clowns.
Was it D4 plus?
D4 okay, plus
This is
going
to get complicated
times.
Because I'm going to have to deal with
times.
More than one creature. Yeah.
I've got three missiles.
So. All right, nice. Even at first level, but amazing.
You create three glowing darts of magical force. Each dart hits a creature of your choice that you can see within range. Dart deals 1d4 plus 1 damage to its target. Darts strike simultaneously, and you can direct them to hit one creature or several.
Mm.
I reckon all three on one, right?
Yeah.
Because so, that might not kill him.
Concentrate firepower on that Super Star Destroyer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Or the bugbear, because...
No, that's
one.
Fine. No, yeah. I'm okay with your F. I mean, with that... That's a minimum of 6.
Yeah, that's good.
So you
damage.
Might want to shoot him as well. Because he's got bows.
Yeah.
We're alright with
yeah.
toe to toe if we have to.
But he's going to be.
But
pretty,
he's
yeah.
going to.
He's a big trap.
It might knock the goblins off balance then as well if their boss just dies.
But yeah, they might be terrified. They might get eaten by the wolf.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got stealth on our side, right? They haven't spotted us.
No.
So we get a round of actions, right?
Yeah, we'll do the old 1, 2, 3.
So we're going to both go for boss man.
Yeah, okay.
And in fact, I'm going to wait for your cue because mine's definitely going to hit.
Quick, and yours is definitely quicker as well.
Yeah. So he's going to fire an arrow and then I'm going to magic missile.
Okay.
Here we go. Exciting times.
Okay.
15?
Flat-footed, that'll work.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
On the bugbear, I would think.
It says here, armor class 16.
What is his dex?
Has he got dex?
His dex is 14 plus 2.
So that's plus 2, so he's 14 flat-footed.
Ah, I see. So you got him. Well done.
I have.
So what do you got?
8.
8 points of damage. So that is... Cool.
And then 3 magic missiles are going to hit him.
Okay.
And that's 4... And 7, and total of 9 points of damage.
Okay, well he's...
Pew, 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 pew!
9 points.
That's right, my magic missiles have sound effects. And no, I can't count how many magic missiles I fire.
Do you fire them with the guns? Or are you just flexing your arm?
Just one. I fan the...
Oh, yeah, you triple cock it.
You know me too well.
Okay, well, that's lovely. Right, so you've hit the bugbear three times, or several times. He is knocked flat, but scrambles up in a pretty badly wounded state. And I think we should all roll for initiative now.
That's a good idea.
Right.
It's a solid classic DMing decision, that.
Oh, yes. 20.
Okay, so I'm going to 12 for the bugbear. Does he get a dexterity for that?
Yeah, plus
2,
yeah.
So 14. 14 for the goblet. Should we roll for every one for what?
No.
It's up to you.
Is it one for, or is it for each species?
For each subset of group, so I would say.
If they are...
So I roll for the goblins, the bugbear, and the wolf.
Yeah. It's up to you.
It's up to you, mate. Mm-hmm. If it's easier just to give them all one, that's not a problem. Or you could decide, give the leader one, give the minions one.
Mm. I think that's probably the answer. Or you could
separate it by species.
I'll do goblins and wolf in this one.
So they're kind of minions, yeah.
So 6, so 8, I think that's going to be.
Well, Bruce is on 20, and Elizabeth Grand is on 19.
Okay, right, so you're going to
So I'll keep firing on the bugbear.
I'll see what happens.
Until he's hopefully down. Okay, Tobes, I'm going to fire at the bugbear.
Okay, fire away.
Ooh, 17.
Nicely done, sir. All right, and what have you got in terms of...
I did more damage. I'm D8 plus 3.
You have been adding 3.
Did I add 3 last time?
Oh, I don't know whether you did last time. I don't
think I did. Okay, well, do you add in?
So I've got 4 now, and then I'll add another 3, so that's plus 7.
Oh, you didn't even add the 3 at all?
No.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just upright.
Oh, curses!
Click, click. All right. Guess he's going to steal the glory.
You're going to load up your freezy cat.
I'm not even going to freeze it. I'm going to go magic missile a second time.
All right, you can magic missile this bitch.
I'm going to go one on each. One on each goblin, yep. One on head honcho.
Okay, right.
Head honcho takes 3 points of damage.
Okay, he is dead.
Yeah, boy.
He roars with agony and keels over. It's a shame because he has some dialogue, but yeah.
He had dialogue.
No, yeah. Can he say it as he dies? Curses, you adventurers, but you will never find the secret.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps forth this petty pace of oh, shit! And hits the ground. There you go.
No.
Right, beat that one.
Was that Shakespeare?
I feel terrible. We'll go over later and he'll still have a gasp of breath. Yeah. Kiss me,
Oh, it's like Assassin's Creed where you assassinate them and then you co-opt.
Yeah.
And then they go, I will now talk to you for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Even though you've stabbed me right in the heart.
Yeah, you are my arch enemy firstly, then you murdered me.
Yeah.
I'm also going to help you.
Goblin number 1 gets 5 points of damage from a magic missile.
Okay,
goblin two. Number 2, 5 points of damage.
Okay, so the goblins are badly hurt. Right. The wolf, on seeing its master fall down, yelps and runs like hell.
Yeah.
He's pegging it.
Yeah, he's straight down the chute and out.
Yeah, wolves. No loyalty, mate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was mangy. They weren't keeping him well, I don't think.
No, he's not.
Not like those wolves you gave a sausage to.
Yeah.
So they might kill the mangy wolf.
No.
Because they're our mate now.
It seems unlikely. I don't think that's how animal works. It's not like you've got an eternal bond. It's not like they owe you their fealty.
That man that gave me sausages, he's my best mate now. Well, he works for me.
Orders, please.
I owe him a lifetime.
Service.
He gave you a sausage.
Isn't that's what happened to Solo, isn't it?
Yes.
I think he gave me a sausage.
Pretty much.
Have a sausage, Chewie.
I shall serve you always.
Good.
Right.
Well, toodaloo, Wolfie.
So, goblin time. Toodaloo, we'll say one goblin on each of you. Goblin one will attack Alid.
Oh, no.
It's 14, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you get in a lot of trouble, don't you?
I do.
Alid parry.
Plus Bruce. 2, I think. And that's... No, he's missed.
You did parry.
I did.
You did parry.
Offhand parry.
Alid parry.
Offhand parry.
That has got to be your cowboy name.
A rap name,
yeah. I was thinking cowboy name, actually.
Yeah, true.
I can see it on a wanted poster, Offhand Parry.
Maybe we can have it on my gravestone as well.
Offhand Parry.
Yeah.
And
I offhand parried too late.
No.
No, he's going to attack Owen. Goblin attacks Owen.
El Bizzle. It's not me, man.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He has got a mighty score of 10.
I'm portraying a character.
He has got a mighty score of 10.
Can't you tell, Toby? His legs are right this far apart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's under the table. He's
like, stance.
Yeah.
No, that is not sufficient to defeat my armor class.
I'm glad to hear it. So he misses as well. So it looks like it's initiative time.
It does.
Oh, how convenient. That I rolled rubbish.
I got an 11.
I got 11 as well.
I think a 6.
We're better than you.
Yeah. So you're going to get that up from goblins.
This means we can do a tag team where like we both jump up in the air and spin round each other and shoot down from on high.
I'm going to let you do that on your own.
Two wounded goblins.
Just because, you know, okay. There's no room for me in teamwork.
I'm going to shoot my bow at my goblin. I'm going to move back and shoot my goblin with 19.
That looks promising. I think
I'm going to do 11 points of damage.
He just detonates. I'm not exactly sure what happened because only two...
Into the fire.
Yeah, falls into the fire and the bits of metal that he's been eating for the last few weeks explode.
Oh, all that magnesium he's been eating.
Yeah, he's
standing there with like Catherine wheels coming out
of
his hands.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Curse my love of magnesium.
Yeah. And, over to you.
I only wanted healthy teeth.
El Bizzle.
El Bizzle definitely enjoyed a bit of magic missile, but you can't go wrong with the classics, can you?
No.
Ray of Frosting.
Ray of Frosting. Yeah.
I'm going to step back and shoot him up.
Yeah.
Shoot him up. Yeah. That is 19.
I think that's a hit, sir.
And that is 3 points of damage.
Well, so distracted was this goblin by the incredible floor show that we've been seeing of Mr. Magnesium meeting his end. Unfortunately, he is simply frosted to death.
Simply frosted.
Yeah.
That should be your autobiography.
So this is a pretty awesome sight of a frozen goblin staring in horror at an exploding fiery goblin.
Would a high five be vulgar? Yes. Yes, it would.
Congratulations.
That was me being... That was me playing my ideals of being sincere at all times.
I'm sincerely going to mess you up.
And the path to power for me is and self-improvement is through knowledge.
And magnesium.
And killing gobbles.
Killing gobbles. So then there you are.
Well, the big chap's got to have some loot on him, right?
You're going to have a bit of a loot.
Yeah, we're going to have a rummage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, looking through the loot and junk that's been accumulated.
No. Sorry.
Why?
Not a thief. I am above such material worth and goods, and I care little for the effects of a hobgoblin. However, Bruce,
I will get my treasure
like
sack.
To rifle.
I will rifle for anything that you might like.
Okay.
God, I'm good at roleplay. character decision after character decision.
That's amazing.
Decision.
Yeah, I like that. That's superb.
Just incredible.
You really live the character, don't
Thank
you?
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to write something in this book now.
It's the outfit you've got that really does it. Yeah.
Thanks.
The hat.
The pimping robes.
Yeah. Right. So, having a look through the piles of loot at the back of the cave. Well, the sacks and boxes. Most of them marked with the image of a blue lion, which is the symbol of the Lion Shield Costa, a merchant company with a warehouse and trading post in Phandalin.
Mostly coffee, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other black powder.
Hidden among the supplies is an unlocked treasure chest belonging to Clark the Bugbear. And
we just knew him as Arg.
Yeah, well, it was close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a short
Who's this Clark?
Well, I think it's
that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you can tell because he's got a label on the back
monogram.
Of his
He's got monogram slippers on. And it's cloven hoofs.
Don't be ridiculous. His initials are on his napkins. right, inside the chest you can find 600 copper pieces, 110 silver pieces, 2 potions of healing, and slightly puzzlingly, a jade statuette of a frog with tiny golden orbs for eyes.
I love a golden orb.
And you got 2 now.
Nice.
So, frog. That's that room finished. Oh, and the captured stores, the stores in the back. They are bulky, and it looks like you're going to need to put them on a wagon.
We had a wagon.
You could do if you wanted.
Well, that might be a future plan. Yeah. We don't need to cover that just yet.
Yes, now, what do you want to do?
Well, we've secured this area. We should probably go over the bridge.
Is it worth checking? Did we check through the bugbear's personal
effects? Yeah.
What, just in case he has like a bunch of keys or something.
What weapon was he using?
He was using a Morning Star, I think.
And still by his feet when he died.
Yeah.
Hadn't even managed to pick it up yet.
Rubbish.
This is true. Yeah, Morning Star. Okay, that's pretty much this whole area you've searched now.
Well, I guess we should go back over the bridge. Maybe that's where our friends are being kept. All those people who hired us.
Also, I love bridges.
Yeah.
Like, Rope Bridge has got to be one of my personal favourites.
That's a good bridge.
That's a bridge it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to take a wagon across it, but if I'm on foot, choosing the rope bridge.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. Okay. Anything in particular you want to do as you approach, or have you got... Okay, well... Anyway.
Skipping, mostly.
Okay, skipping...
As always, make sure Bruce is in front
of you. And we're being cautious.
Okay, so you approach cautiously.
It's already held some weight for us, so, you know.
The bridge holds your weight fine. The corridor passageway curves off to the left, and you are looking into a large cave. The cave is divided in half by a 10-foot-high escarpment. Oh. I think it's like a big step. A steep natural staircase leads from the lower portion to the upper ledge.
Oh, we're on the upper ledge?
Yes.
Okay.
The air is hazy with the smoke of a cooking fire and pungent from the smell of poorly cured hides and unwashed goblins.
Right. This is where we get to kill their families as well.
Yeah.
Moral ambiguity be gone. Goblins.
six goblins are here.
Some of them women, some of them children.
You can see them. They are around a cooking fire in the lower part of the cave.
Oh,
however, sitting in the upper part of the cave is a larger goblin who is just sort of resting against... I don't know if there's any furniture. It doesn't make sense, any furniture, but we'll have...
The floor?
I'll imagine he is sitting against the wall, probably, sharpening his knife or whatever one does to the goblin.
Mm.
Creating art.
Oh, he's an art goblin.
Yeah, he's an art goblin. Yeah. Okay, you can also see in the lower half of the cave, quite near the fire, a bound human being.
Wasn't it a dwarf we were
following? I thought it was a dwarf we were looking after.
Was there a dwarf? There were two of them, though, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Storm Chaser and Fingalfangle.
Fingalfangle.
Or was that the place?
I think that was the place was Fingalfangle.
Rock Chaser.
Yeah.
And Blue Meanie.
Blue Meanie.
Gundrum, Tharden, and Nudro Rock Seeker.
Did you write some stuff then?
No. It's on Eric the Cleric's sheet.
Oh, right, awesome. Right. Well done, Eric.
He's a Hildedwarf, apparently.
There was a man who was high.
That's why we didn't think he had any legs, because he's really short.
He's on a wagon.
Oh, Eric the Cleric is a dwarf. Right. Hey, I don't see race like that.
Like, apart from fucking goblins by slaughter whenever I see them. Beep that one. I hate those guys.
I'll beep whatever I want to beep.
So Toby, this gobbo who is on the top level.
Yes, it's larger gobbo.
Do you think could we take him out quietly? Well, if we took him out, would the people down on the bottom see him die?
It's only 10 foot down, so probably.
Yes, they probably would.
Okay.
I'm all tucking out of spells now.
I mean, you'll probably have to jump on him in the...
Yeah.
He sat down.
Yeah.
And you said there's six on the lower level.
Five on the lower level. Yeah.
It's not the toughest fight so far.
No, they're little weedy ones. It's fine. They'll probably just surrender. Especially if you do your big voice.
Okay.
With your big... Okay. I don't think I want to.
So
I can do mage hand. I can tip over their cooking pot.
Yeah, oil. Because they're cooking chips.
Yeah, well, they would be, wouldn't they?
In magnesium.
Yeah. Yes. Magnesium fries. that goblin delicacy.
Chips and magnesium. It's great stuff. It makes your throat really hard.
Yeah. Right, should we go with attack plan alpha on the goblin up here? And see what happens.
Yeah. You mean blundering speed engaged?
Yeah.
Yes. Attack plan alpha.
Okay.
He's flat-footed. We've got spells and arrows.
Yeah. About Rage's Fortune.
Yes. Is that okay if we do that then? With our rolling of the dice.
You're going to attack sitting down guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Because he's a jerk.
Yeah. Here they go.
I have got 16.
I've got 20.
Both should be sufficient.
Right? Yes.
Because he's flat-footed.
Yes. Good.
I got 7 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
Okay.
That's 15 in total.
Okay.
But he dies. But slowly.
Yeah. He hits the ground. Yeah. Yeah.
He dies instantly, but really slowly.
Okay. That's his dialogue finished.
Dialogue.
So we're going to finish this adventure without anyone's motivations.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, we just ran around killing people. This is classic D&D.
Yeah. It's like dungeon go in, kill shit.
Yeah. Well, somebody else could monologue for him.
Okay.
Because we're not going to manage to kill five people that quickly.
That's true, actually. Okay, but
was that so fast and stealthy that nobody's noticed? Because he's probably still sat against the wall like that. Probably actually pinned to the wall with a huge arrow and a blue tint. But just...
Otherwise,
does Gerald look different to you guys? Has he got a new necklace?
He's a bit blue. Okay, right, I think we'll have to roll to see if they have, actually.
I think you'll have to do something. That would be their passive perception.
Yeah, exactly.
Their wisdom must be low, right?
Pretty low, I should think. Pretty
8. Difficult. Might even be negative. Yeah.
Goblins, wisdom, -1.
Yeah.
So their that passive means they have perception 9. Is 9. So they need to roll 9 or less, I believe.
No, they're going to roll bigger than 9.
Bigger than 9, sorry. Yeah. Bigger than 9.
There you go.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
That guy spotted it.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Ooh, monologue.
By heavens.
Which one of us has got a monologue? It was supposed to be his job.
Well, the monologue at this point is just, humans get them. So they're going to run in.
Except
how very dare you?
Except they've got to run all the way around.
Well, they run up the stairs.
There's a slope. Yeah. Oh, right, I didn't realise that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I thought it was just a drop.
No, there's stairs.
Oh. Right, boys, up that rope.
But from a fighter's point of view, we have the height advantage of standing at the top of the stairs just kicking them down.
Yeah, I've got the Obi-Wan defence, haven't I? Yeah.
So, okay, up they go. They're going to swarm me.
I'm going to be hacking limbs.
Do we need to do initiative? We do, don't we?
Yeah.
So let's do it. Oh, we're very low.
Bugger.
What have you got?
10, 5.
I've got a mighty 5 as well, so as we roll 10. Off, I suppose.
17.
20.
Dang. So I will get a fire off my arrows before I need to switch to my sword, probably.
Yes, and I'm just wondering how many goblins can swarm up the staircase at once.
How wide is it?
These stairs. Good question.
If it's 5 foot, they'll have to go single file, probably.
Or suffer a disadvantage in combat, I suppose.
I think we'll put them on a disadvantage. I think that's probably the best thing. Because it looks quite narrow, but they are rushing up. So yeah, let's say we'll disadvantage.
Well, I will shoot out the lead one with my arrow and try to get him to fall so he gets in the way of them coming up the stairs. If he dies, that is. 15.
That's a hit, I think.
That is 9 points of damage.
Well, he's down. Yeah, okay. Right, number 2.
Was you.
Was me. So,
yes.
Okay, first goblin is going to be, logically, it's going to go for Alan because it's running up the stairs.
He's at the top of the stairs and I'm not.
Yeah, so I think...
I'm a coward.
He's below you, so I think... Does that mean he gets disadvantage?
Disadvantage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I have another dice?
Ugh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course you can.
D6.
You know, I gave you another dice.
Oh, thank you. Well, you can have that one back.
Thanks.
Sorry, I ate it because it looks so nice.
Yeah.
So your thingy 14. Is 14, so he needs 14. Picking the lowest one, he gets a 3, so he's one up. So he misses. Second one, going to go for you as well, I think. Yeah. And gets a 12, which is a miss.
It's 12 on the dice. Do they get any kind of bonus? Attack.
They will get a +2, I think it is. Is it +2?
I don't know. They're your creatures.
Yes. I'll just check his dex. Dexterity bonus is +2, 14. So I think that's a hit if he gets 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got 40. Okay, so that's 1d6 plus 2 damage, which is 7.
Eep! One hit point.
Ow. Okay. Well,
thankfully, the rest can't get to me.
Yes, that's probably true, actually.
Let's hope I roll well.
It's probably next turn.
It's me now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, of course, yeah.
So, just back off, people.
Oh, Burning Hands would be really good right now.
Yeah, but I've used all my spells because I got overexcited, didn't I? Yeah.
Can you not cantrip some shit?
I will, yeah, don't panic. But also, in my best goblin, which, as you would imagine, is pretty good.
Yeah.
I shall say, foes, your actions are illogical. Surrender at once.
That's pretty
good. Or have a rare frost. So I'm going to not go for the one next to him. Yeah. The one just down from him on the stairs. Yeah.
That's pretty logical. I like
pew,
it.
Pew, pew. That is a measly 13.
13. So is that a miss?
I don't know. What's their
roll? I was 15, so yes.
Whap, whap.
Okay. Okay. Right. As the next turn, isn't it? Really? Yes. It's next turn, isn't it? No.
It's next turn. It's new initiative round.
So yes, with next turn. Okay. So plus 2.
16.
Mighty 6.
18.
Over to your kid.
That was a warning shot.
in
goblin. Yeah. And this, however,
is not.
Is not. That's a 19 on the dice, so okay, that's so a hit. 6 points of damage.
Ouch. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Right, first things first, I will get my second wind, which is a mighty 10. Come 11 back, so I'm back up to full.
That's very good.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
Now kill somebody.
And yeah. Now I will
kill some stuff.
Bring out my massive sword.
Okay.
And wield it two-handed
right.
At the goblin. For 16.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Oh, that's 7 points of damage.
All right, another mighty beheading.
Nice.
Okay, so what this time around, he's got someone who hasn't got a windpipe made out of steel. And another goblin head flies off.
Whee!
Over to me. Right, the goblin at the back of the queue of goblins.
the conga line. They've got
conga
idiots.
Line of death.
Lads, I've got a great tactic. We'll run towards them slowly. One of us
run up these stairs, lads.
Oh, no, stairs.
Yeah. Blunt his sword. Runs back across the room to the fireplace. He pulls a knife and points it at the tied up man and shouts, "Truce! All this human dies!"
Truce is almost as good as surrender, right?
Yeah.
But that's a huge pause.
Huge pause, yeah. Everyone's just like, oh, well.
We're not allowed to act. It's not our turn.
Mm.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I guess the other goblins are kind of pausing as well and thinking, oh, didn't see that one.
How many left? 3.
4.
You've killed. 3. No, you've killed one. I've killed once.
Oh, did my guy die?
No, sorry. It's one that's very badly hurt. So, yeah, it's 3 left. Yes.
I just couldn't take them fast enough to stop.
No, there were 5. You've both killed one each, and the one is badly wounded. So, yeah.
There were 6, including the one at the top of the stairs.
Yes, so you've killed him as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so you killed 3. So I thought you meant the ones on the stairs. Yes. Counting the leader guy, you've killed 3 out of 6.
Have we?
Yes.
I didn't realise we'd killed 2 on the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, I killed one with my bow, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, you killed another one. Hey,
and you badly wounded one, and you killed one with your sword.
I'm so tough.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so tough.
They're in a state.
Right.
My arcane powers are too mighty for you. Drop your weapons. And we will see your truce. That's in top notch gobbo.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do they shout truce in? Common or goblin?
Oh, God.
If it's goblin, I have no idea what they just said.
I'll go for common.
I think he's threatening my mate.
Yeah, I'm going to twat him. Yeah. I'm going to go for common on that one.
Okay.
The goblin says, I'll release this man if you bring me the head of the monster in the next cave, the bugbear.
Ugh, but he's already dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know how difficult that is? I've got all the
way. Yeah. Go and get it yourself. He's not using it.
I want proof.
Ugh.
Have you seen where we've come from?
Bridge.
Yeah. Why would we be on the bridge? Because we haven't come this way, have we? We've got to have come this way if we, by coming the other way.
We don't have to have seen that. Okay, sorry. I think you'll find you're incorrect, sir.
You better not be lying.
No.
I'm just going to think, what languages do you speak?
Common.
You probably speak Elvish, right?
Yeah, I do speak Elvish.
I will switch to Elvish and just go, they're still goblins, right? We've now got the drop on them. They'll never see it coming.
This is hard. I'm awful good.
Oh, you're the worst.
that's the benefit. We have agreed a truce with them, so we should probably keep to that for the time being.
You're so tiresome, Bruce. Your hobgoblin's dead. Mm-hmm. Send one of your men to check on him if you're bothered.
All right. You can have him. And he steps back from the man and backs away.
Cool.
Why do you want the hobgoblin dead?
Because I want to be in charge.
Oh, right.
He feeds people to his wolf. Bastard.
He
was Terry Jones.
The wolf is played by Terry Jones as well.
Are there any women here?
No. So, the goblin pushes the man forward. Do you want to take yourself a test? Let me think. What do you need to recognise things? Presumably knowledge.
If it's somebody history? We know, you could just tell us it's...
Okay, yeah, you recognise him. Or at least you realise that this is Sildar Hallwinter, who had ridden up with Rockseeker himself.
It was that guy.
Yeah, it's that guy, yes.
Has he got...
Oh, the great warrior.
Yes, who has been waylaid by some very small goblins.
Extremely small goblins.
Yes, he's now slightly embarrassed.
Has he got a gag?
Yeah, he is bound and gagged.
I say.
He's got some great...
Yes, Alan, keep going. No. Can you follow through on this?
I can't follow through. Sorry, I wasn't prepared.
Nobody was. Right.
Yeah.
Terrific.
My wife's gone to Jamaica. Yeah.
Is it nice?
Elminster. Oh, that's down the niche side. So, yes, success. So you've rescued Sildar Hallwinter.
What? So, my friend, what has happened to our dwarven friend?
Can we get out of here first?
Well, should we just kill them? Because they're going to bandit the place, right? They're going to be top banditing. Mm. Actually, they're probably not as tough if they haven't got that. Take the wolves. Your
wolves.
Friends.
Ah, wolves. Come with me, my wolf.
What under each arm?
There are three of them, Toves.
A hat?
Yeah, I'm going to wear one as a hat.
Oh, okay.
He won't mind sitting on the head with his legs draped down my back.
I do apologise for the idiotic comment I made about there being three of them. What was I
you
thinking?
You are now Dwarven Davy Crockett.
Yeah, Dwarven.
Your hat
except
is alive.
A dwarf.
Are you a human?
Yeah, I'm a human.
Oh, right.
Great, yeah, let's crack on.
Yes.
Do you want to unleash the wolves on the land?
Well,
I don't know what the right thing to do about wolves is. And I don't care. Yes, that's correct, isn't it? I don't care.
I think we should release them.
They're your friends.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I am going to release the wolves.
Okay, fine.
Release the dogs.
You release dogs.
Are they dogs?
No, they're wolves, no. They're definitely wolves, sorry.
I was trying to get close to bats, but
yeah.
I didn't quite manage it.
You, okay. Jumper.
Release the bats. Do you reckon anybody, if anybody ever listens to this, would get that reference from those squeaks that we
I think
made?
Even Nick Cave wouldn't know what was going on there. I think he'd just be puzzled.
He'd just think it's nothing to do with it.
He'd shoot the radio.
Probably.
Kill it with his Bowie knife.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes, you release the wolves. Oh, well, they pull up their stakes.
Yeah.
They just mill around. Basically, they're quite comfortable in this cave for the minute.
Oh,
so,
yeah, fair enough. Well, they're basically going to kill those goblins.
Yeah.
Now. Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And the thing is, those wolves might remember that we
released
them. Yeah, they might
remember. And in the future, when they've levelled up a bit, they might come to our rescue one day.
Yeah, you might be in the Colosseum and they'd be like, it's Elf Sausage Man. They'd rescue him.
Oh, it's like Dangle.
Firstly, they didn't taste my sausage. They only had sausage off him.
Okay.
And it was a steak.
Right.
It's like Daniel on the Lion's Den, isn't it?
Goblin Sausage it? Den.
Except that was a thorn.
Yeah. No, it's... what? Yeah.
Brontosaurus.
No, I was thinking there is actually... There's a story, isn't there? A Roman...
just... Yeah, Daniel in the Lion's Den.
I thought it was a biblical story.
Yeah, it is a biblical story.
Oh, okay. That's the one.
Dan's a classic Bible name, isn't it?
Bible name.
It's not as classic as Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
You're right, Dan. You're right, Dan. Yeah. You're right, Shadrach. You've seen Balthazar. He's rotten ill.
No, rubbish, that. Saw it at the Odeon. Right.
Anyway.
Classic joke.
Let's... There wasn't anywhere else that we ought to have gone through.
No, there is.
I was asking whatever this chap's name is.
Yeah.
The Blue Man.
Yeah, the Blue Man.
Has he got something blue in his name, or have I just totally made
that? No, he hasn't. He's called Hallwinter, Sildar Hallwinter. But he has got those boxes in the other room, and I'm assuming you're going to nick them.
Yeah, we'll try and get them back to our cart.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say that the goblins have probably had a bit of a lesson by now and are not going to interfere.
Given that all their friends are dead, they're probably like, meh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll head back to the cart.
Yeah, what's happened to the dwarf?
What, back in the cart?
No, not the one.
The one he was escorting.
Oh, right. Well, Sildar can provide you with some useful information. Sildar met Gundren Rockseeker in Neverwinter and agreed to follow and accompany him to Phandalin. The three brothers of Rockseeker, that's to say Gundren himself, Thardon and Nundro...
Can you do those three names again?
Yes, certainly. Gundren, Thardon and Nundro...
Nandro, just in Australian.
It just sounds like the next thing out of your mouth ought to be Thundercats! Ho! Gundren! Hundren! Hunda! Ha!
what words to begin with? They recently located an entrance to the long-lost Wave Echo Cave, site of the mines of the Phandelver's Pact.
What?
I don't know. Clark, the bugbearer who was the leader of this goblin band, had orders to waylay Gundren. They ambushed him and Sildar, killed their horses and dragged them back. Sildar heard from the goblins that the black spider, whoever that is, sent word that the dwarf was to be brought to him. Sildar doesn't know who or what the black spider is. Gundren had a map.
Spider that's black?
I'm thinking it's a big spider. Right. Yeah.
This is a fantasy setting after all.
Yeah. It's like Charlotte's Web.
Like, I would be thinking that for the last 2 hours.
Do you mean
this is just like Charlotte's Web?
It's about capitalism. No,
you're thinking of Animal Farm.
I mean, they're basically the same story.
Yeah.
Like, basically.
Yeah. Gundren Rockseeker had a map showing the secret location of Wave Echo Cave, but the goblins took it when they captured him. Sildar Hallwinter.
Do the two of them have a cover band of an 80s rock
band? They've got quite big hair.
Dundrum and Hallwinter.
Yeah.
These two. The Rock Chaser and.
Oats Winter.
Anyway, sorry, I'll stop interrupting.
Sildar believes that Clark the Bugbear sent the map and the dwarf to the chief of the goblins at a place called Cragmore Castle. He doesn't know where that might be, but he suggests that someone in Phandalin might know.
Right.
And Sildar's contact in Phandalin is a human wizard called Iarno Albrecht.
Stupid name.
Yeah. Sildar tells you that he intends to continue to Phandalin since it's the nearest settlement, and will pay you 50 gold pieces to provide an escort.
Ooh.
Sure.
It's more than we got now.
So, yeah.
And that's the end of that adventure.
And that's the end of that adventure, yes.
Yay!
We made it! We probably levelled up.
You did. You get 275 experience points each, so I think that is probably enough to get to something else.
No, it's 300 to level
Oh,
two.
But you get 50 for actually finding the cave. So, congratulations. You're on level 2.
Precursor.
Yeah.
Excellent, I get to level 2. Cheers, Tobes.
That's all right.
That was enjoyable. I did enjoy that, actually.
I enjoyed it greatly. I just couldn't work out if it was good D&D or whether it was just amusing.
I think that these days roleplay is often just a framework for idiocy rather than actually anything to do with what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Especially these pre-written ones, they tend to be rotten, don't they?
It's not bad. It's just playing this, I thought it's really for something that's meant for really, really simple D&D, yeah, for really beginners,
yeah,
it's really easy to go off the beaten track and find that a sort of reasonable question just sends you in a complete different direction.
I think you have to play it in that way that we just played it, which is mindless kind of charging.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, we're not even going to think about whether it's sensible to follow goblins towards where they clearly live.
Yeah, I know.
Having just been ambushed on the road and almost killed. I mean, like, that first strike, just by chance, was the thing that almost killed us. Yeah. It's just kind of like, yeah, any logical way that we would actually follow these people? Like, well, they killed the two greatest heroes we've ever heard of and dragged them away. And we're going to follow them?
Yeah.
Like,
it's the classic thing.
I'm fresh out of the academy.
I mean, it's the classic thing, isn't it, when sort of mighty paladins summon you to their hall and say, can you clear the rats from the cellar? Come on, dude. You can just, like, laugh at the rats and they die. So, yes, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because there's a lot of stuff in that I skipped, but because it just didn't come up.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah, there's a reason, but there's a whole bit about the bridge which just seemed really puzzling, and partly about destroying the bridge and all this kind of stuff. And you thought, well, why would you do that?
Well, and the goblins would if they got the chance.
If you know the bit where you shot and froze the goblin on the bridge, if you hadn't killed him, he would have run in and notified the other goblins and the bugbear. But quite why the goblins have suddenly burned their own bridge down is a bit strange. I think what they probably do is just run around and get you from below and chuck stuff.
Mm.
So that was a bit strange.
Yeah, shoot us from the bridge, yeah.
And I think there was a bit of stuff with the bugbear as well that just didn't come up.
Because killed them a bit too fast.
Yeah, he just took it around.
The thing is that the setting does kind of give you the license to, like, if you're not going to play it in a sophisticated way, if you're going to play it like we just played it as a stupid game,
then
the setting does give you total license to go, well, it's an evil creature, I'm just going to kill it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to talk to it. I'm just going to... Yeah, it's a weird, eh? It's a video game style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think one thing I always found a long time ago about playing D&D was that however carefully you craft the world, ultimately, really what you need is this kind of bog-standard D&D world that lets you do anything you want. Because so often, the things that seem really interesting from kind of writery, readery point of view are actually things that limit players.
Yeah.
You know, and when you say, oh, well, you know, if you go to this world, all the elves have to live in this bit because there's a law. It's like, that just makes it difficult, you know. Actually, no, it's just a big city and everybody does whatever the hell they like. But, I enjoyed that.
It was good fun, man.
We should carry on at some point.
Simple idiocy.
Yeah, no, I'd be very happy to carry on.
Man. Looking at this, I reckon we could get to level 5 by the end of the adventure.
Yeah, I think you do. Oh,
because of the paper, yeah.
I think you're meant to get to level 5. Yeah.
Right, well, let's finish it there anyway.
I think it gets the next bit, I think, is sort of somewhat more. It's obviously designed
complex, as well,
but somewhat more open, actually.
Oh, okay.
Right, that was very close.
There's things to do with the town, and you can.
Different places to talk to.
What was it, the Mines of the Passover?
The Mines of Fandelva.
Some proper stupid names in that, weren't there?
There were some silly names in that, yeah.
Right.
It's good. Yeah.
That's part may or may not be part of our podcast. In which case, if it is, thank you for listening.
Yes.
Well done if you made it to the end of that.
My God,
I don't know how I will edit, if at all. thank you, Alan, for being part of our idiocy.
Yes.
And thank you very much, Toby, for running it.
running is possibly a bit generous.
Yeah.
Pushing it down the hill and letting it go.
Yeah. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.